and book author. His motto? It begins and ends with the man. Coach EO will flash the light on your bullshit. There's no escaping the truth. Are you ready to unleash the champion within? If so, Coach Overton is the man for the job. With over 30 years teaching the game, Steve the Dean Williams is teaching every single man not how to think like him, but to think for himself by showing every man he's the only one of his kind based off his fingerprint. So, if that's the case, why not learn your own language? His motto is, the game will never be about women. The call-in number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, just put a Q in the chat. Are you ready? Because now it is game time.
Making sure we're on the right side and everything. What's good with you, E? What's up with you, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Good to see you, bro.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you, brother? How are you, man?
Good, man. Good. Let me get this over here a little bit. Swivel over.
Swivel a little bit and stuff.
Let me swivel over. There we go. A little bit better. What's going on, man? Hey, you got a big football game on tonight. College, Alabama.
Oh, yeah. I'm just getting ready for the talk shit to the 50 and Zag this weekend for the Cowboy 49 game. So. Yeah. So.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Hey, we got a good show for you guys tonight. Call in. Good topic. 2 hours. You know, use us up, man. We're here to help you. You know, we get hard on you guys sometimes. We have to. You know, Sunday shows are like roast sessions now, bro. Yeah. We just roasting the fuck out of people. But hey, in a way, we kind of have to, man, because you know I don't think people see how silly they are.
Yeah, I think it's love. I think it's love. It's just tough love.
Silly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just people just don't. I think a lot of people just don't know. I mean, they don't understand what the game's That's about right. and stuff like that. So, but shout out to everybody in the chat room, guys. Y'all guys out there want to talk? I thought y'all have a question. Put a Q in there. Let's talk about the topic, man. We're here 2 hours. Go, E. What you got on the topic, man?
Yeah, man. You know what? We alluded to this yesterday. There was a couple guys that they call in all the time. You know, they call in. First thing they say is, hey, guys, got a question. You know, I got a good job. I make six figures. I got my credit sharp and my credit's in line. I got a nice car, but no women want me. And, you know, it's because they can see, you know, it's just, look, I get it. You spent the front end of your life probably very focused on a career. Maybe you put some of the other things on the back burner, which is why we tell you that, you know, women have to be in your life. They're not going to be first, but they got to be there because you're going to want them at some point. They're going to want you. You know, you're going to want that interaction. And so I'd like to see less men call up with copes. You know, they call in with the excuse. They call in. They don't give us all the details. So we need to know, this is important. Men need to be good communicators. So when you call in, like a couple hours ago, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I had an annual client who was supposed to meet up with a girl in Atlanta.
Ooh.
This guy's, you know, he's been putting in the work. He's connected with a woman, been helping him with that. You know, it turns out there was like a monkey wrench, a slight alteration to the plan. And then he kind of panicked, didn't give me all the information. He was about to blow it. And I said, hey, you know, I got a little bit more information from the girls in because I said, share your text messages with me, which he did. And she wasn't even tripping, bro. There was like a slight little detour to the plan. And due to his inexperience, he emotionally responded. And I said, hey, calm down, bro. Like, she's been courteous to you.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. Make that shit happen. Go have fun. Get the experience. Come back with some new information. So guys, when you call in tonight, we don't want to know about what you do for a living. We don't need to know that. Give us all the information. That way we can help you.
Yeah, I had a guy, speaking of, kind of the same thing. He's, like, going to see another – he's going to see a chick, and, you know, he's going to be driving for a minute. And I'm like, what are you driving for? You know what I mean? Are you – I mean, what are you establishing? I mean, are you, because a lot of guys, they automatically assume that, okay, I'm going to drive this far, she's going to give me sex, and it's not even established. And then when she doesn't do anything, if nothing's established, then, you know, they get, they're the ones that get upset and everything, big dog. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is why, you know, I told him, I didn't really know that he was flying out. They were flying out to like a separate city, a city they don't belong to. Okay. So he's from New York. I think she's from another part of the country. So I don't mind the two of them kind of fly up to a mutual destination and do it that way. But, you know, flying out to see women and shit, nah, man, they got to come to you. You know, it's better that way. You have more control. You can, you know, you can navigate things different.
Yes.
So just remember, guys, get the woman to come to you. What is so difficult about telling a woman, listen, there's a spot right by in my neck of the woods. Come through. It's a nice environment. That's where I'm going to be. I'd love for you to be my guest. Come on through Thursday night and we'll have a good time. I mean, if she can't accept that invitation, something's wrong with her.
Yeah.
You know, there's just something wrong with her, man. So.
Yeah, so let's get into the topic, man. So what's your thoughts on why women see most men as marks?
Well, for one, they're bad communicators. So if you're if I'm talking to a woman, I'm looking right at her, but I'm also not going to like completely put all my focus on her, because that's just experience showing up. When a woman talks to you, she's talking to experience. When, you know, a woman talks to one of us, she's talking to experience. But if a guy doesn't have a lot of experience, he's going to over-pedestalize her. He's going to get nervous.
Yes.
He's going to begin to detour and lie a little bit. He's going to be that nice guy. See, we talked yesterday about guys that have women. Generally, we're not really worried about your feelings. we're not going to be intentionally mean or cruel or rude to you.
Yeah.
But we're going to say what we got to say, and this is what we want to do, and either you're part of it or you're not part of it. And so guys that don't have experience, they come off as marks. You know, they're real excited. There was another guy that called our show who said he became the big brother to the chick. Remember that guy?
Jesus Christ.
And here's another thing. Guys, you understand this. Just because a woman talks to you, let's say she talks to you, she laughs at your jokes, that doesn't mean she likes you. A lot of inexperienced men that are marks will say, hey, man, but she responds to my text. She laughs at my text. I'll send something in the morning, in the afternoon, and she responds. That's just because she wants to keep you around to get your attention or your resources. She doesn't want you. So we want to teach men how to differentiate between women that actually have interest with the women that don't. But the key is that you have to have an interest in yourself, a huge interest in yourself as a man, before a woman's going to have interest in you.
Well, Miami Life, can you when you ask a question, please put a Q in there. I'll pop it in there. But I guess I can use what you're saying to tie into what I was about to say. But next time, please, sir, just follow the instructions at the bottom, sir, and it tells you if you make want to talk to us, just put a Q in there. I don't know if you were talking to us, but it seemed like you were. So you're saying talk about how guys don't understand the way that they come at women logically doesn't work because women like to play games. Well, see, this is what I'm talking. And I'm going to use Miami Life. Welcome to the show, Miami Life. You must not know us, but I'm explaining why what you're saying and your thoughts are the problem. You see, gentlemen, I'm talking to E, you know, I always look at ads with women, and I was always taught in the game, women are before, during, present, past, and future, okay, when it comes to a guy. And the thing is that since high school, elementary school, she has groomed or been groomed to know certain kind of behaviors from young boys in elementary school, E. And then what happens is as she is maturing, okay? Now, I'm not saying she's matured, but I'm saying that she's maturing. These young boys who are, they hop over, they carry over from elementary school to junior high school, to high school and college with the same type of mentality. And when you have that type of mentality, and it goes to what this young man is saying right here. See, this is a victim right here saying, talk about how guys don't understand the way they come at women logically doesn't work. You don't come at women logically. You come at women as a man. I don't understand why you think you can't talk to women as a man, because it doesn't – see, the thing is, women don't play games. They play games with you, because the only reason you're saying what you're saying, young man, is that you are a victim to a woman who had more game than you, and she played you. So you're upset, and you want to tell the class, and again, if you want to call in, you can. E, I want to get your thoughts on this, man. It's just that it's amazing that we're in this time where we just want to act like women, and act like women cannot be managed or something, brother. Well, what say you, big dog?
Okay, so I understand what this guy is saying, and I'm not going to say he's wrong that he cannot get a result doing that, but there's another way. So I'll say this. Being a strong man that knows what – if you're a man that knows what he wants,
yes,
that automatically is going to put a woman into her emotions, because she's not used to that feeling. She's like, wait a minute. He's passing all my shit tests. He ain't even really looking at me too much. I mean, he's too busy, like, enjoying his life. He's not really, like, worried that much about this interaction. I mean, he's here, but he's not really here. Like, most guys are, like, here, entertaining me, playing music on the jukebox, fucking laughing with me, taking shots, getting fucking blackout drunk with me. Like, that's some – I mean, look, you can get a woman to hang out with you and drink with you, but at the end of the day, it's like, what's the end result? Where are you trying to lead this thing? And so I'll say this. He's not wrong. You can get a woman being that way, manipulating the emotions and that sort of thing, as long as you're not lying to her. There's a way to kind of play into her emotions, but doing it in a sincere, authentic way. It takes a lot of skill to do it that way. Most guys have no skill to do it that way. They'll just tell her what she wants to hear, and that's it, and manipulate her essentially. There is a way to kind of take her on an emotional roller coaster by just being an authentic, strong, masculine man. So I think he meant well. But there is a much better way that at the end you could look in the mirror at yourself and say, yo, I'm still living the life I want to live, and I'm being myself. So I would tell them this, that you got to try it, just being that guy that has a low tolerance for bullshit. He will check a woman. Not that we're looking forward to doing it, but we are going to do that shit. And that alone, checking her, teaching her, coaching her, showing her where she went wrong and telling her how she can go right with you. This is actually going to take her on an emotional roller coaster, because she's going to eventually get to the point where, like, damn, this guy is better than me. This guy's smarter, better looking, wiser, makes more money, more secure, less emotional, more intelligent. He's better than me. Women will never respect a man that she feels better than. And if you're being emotional with her, she feels superior to you. So I will tell this guy this. I think he meant well, and I'm not saying he doesn't get results doing this. But, you know, at the end of the day, I would rather you just be a strong dude, strong man. And naturally, that kind of energy will put a woman into a completely different realm of emotions, where she will be like, she will fear you, but it'll be a healthy fear, an attractive fear.
Yeah. And I want to, and again, we're talking about the mark here. And I think what a lot of guys need to understand with we're saying to you guys is that she has met you before. And what do I mean by she has met you before? She has met the guys that give up easily. Those are the marks. The guys that always focus on the outcome or think the outcome is who they are, meaning that they're worried about the rejection of her. She has met you before. She has met the guy before that avoids challenges. She's met the guy that's focused on other men. She's met the guy that makes excuses, the guy that beats around the bush, the guy that walks on eggshells, the guy that tries a back door by trying to be her friend knowing he wants to smash. And see, the thing that a lot of guys don't understand, women may be naive, but they're not stupid. And women are smart enough to know when she meets you and you're a mark. And again, guys, this is you being a mark. When she sees a mark, she already knows what you're going to be. She already knows if you're going to be her chauffeur, her bank, her bitch, the guy putting up her Christmas or Halloween lights, the one fixing things, the one being her shoulder, the one buying her dinners, or the one doing all those things. And she's smart enough to position herself to can make you think that you're closer than what you actually are, but she knows she's never going to sleep with you. She'll never sleep with you unless she's like at the end of her rope, E, and she realizes she needs like to have a baby by somebody because her clock's ticking type shit. But other than that, man, they will use you. Predator or prey, E. Predator or prey.
No, that's 100% true. And hopefully the guys heed that advice, because what you just said right there is golden. And so, and again, guys, I've said this before in the past, do the opposite of what women do and you'll eventually be in really good shape with some, with being a man, your options will be less because they're not going to know how to fuck with you. And we don't have time. We can't coach everybody, man. We ain't going to sit here and be coaching everybody. We might have our big three. You know what I'm saying? We might have our three. Eventually, if we want, we dwindle it down to 2-1, or we just roll with three for the rest of our lives. I mean, you can keep three women around in your life for the rest of your life if you know what you're doing. And you don't even have to lie to them. They can all know about each other. But the truth is that do the opposite of what women do. You know, she wants to go have shots. Let's have shots. Like, hey, be that composed dude. Like, nah, I don't drink like that. I'm cool. I'll tell you what, why don't you go ahead and do your thing. Maybe we'll meet up later. Trust me, you're going to be like, hey, I'm going to miss out on opportunities if I don't do what they do. Fuck that. They're supposed to be doing what you do. Remember, being a man, you're going to have less friends. Understand this. Being a man, you're going to have friends that are jealous of you. You're going to have friends that you were once cool with, but eventually they just couldn't deal with the dynamic anymore. Family members are not going to feel comfortable around you because you think a certain way. And then if you're around them and their wives and they hear how you talk and shit, they're like, damn, you know, they're going to be like, hey, I can't have this guy around my wife. Like he's got my wife thinking certain things. You know, friends are going to change on you. Family will change on you. Women will change on you. They can change on you. So, but at the end of the day, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and be proud of that dude. So just remember, when you're an authentic dude, man, straightforward, again, have some style, have some swag, have some, you know, some charm, some charisma. You don't want to just be some straightforward Terminator talking to a broad, but you want to be like, you want to be cool, calm, collected, relaxed, like a man that is not in a hurry to do anything because his life is stable. But just remember, though, that when you're doing it this way, your quality will increase, your quantity is going to decrease across the board, across the board, not just with women, but friends. Business partners, eventually they just fall off. You know, just having you around sometimes is detrimental to their business and shit. But listen, don't get mad at it, man. I understand why. Now that I can't be in everybody's room, I can't be in everybody's vicinity, man. You know, I could be there for a minute. We can add value to each other, and then we move on because it just ain't gonna work long term. But you don't need it to really work long term. So just remember, this is not just with women. If you're that dude with swag, charisma, good looks, stable mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, as a whole, you're going to fucking make most people, 90%, feel inferior when you're around. This is life. This is going to happen.
Yeah, and guys, put a Q if you have a question. I think y'all talking, but please put a Q in there, guys. Y'all call in. But see, I need for some of you guys that may be new to this or really new to me to understand judgments, to understand why you're a mark, okay? And E, I always talk about three judgments that men have that hurt them. Judgment number one is a judgment of myself. I'm not too tall. I'm too fat. I'm too short. I'm too this. I don't have enough money. Okay, that's judgment number one. If you have one of these three judgments, this is why you're a mark. The second judgment, E, is judging a woman off of how she looks, saying that if I see her, just because she looks good, oh, she looks like the kind of woman that will date a muscular guy, or she looks like the kind of woman that would date an athlete. That's judgment number two. Judgment number three is trying to fit into her narrative of what you think she wants in order to sleep with her. And what you see right here are nothing but judgments, young man. And this is why you're marked, because you're trying to play a victim role versus be authentic. You see, women, you have not dated or been with enough women to make this statement. Unless you've been with every woman in the world, you can make this statement. And I guarantee you probably haven't been with any women to make these kind of statements. And there's no knock on you, okay? But this is what I'm saying. When you talk like this, mark, because the way you talk is the way you think, is the way you move, is the way you behave, around women. So I'm going to use this man, BY, as a quick example. Before you walk out your door, I'm going to explain why you lose, because this is your thinking. You automatically put yourself in the victim position because you're already making an excuse to why you don't have game, why you can't put your bid in. So this is why you're not even talking to women, but yet you're judging women and you don't even know women enough to even make the statement that you're making. He would say you, my brother.
All right, well, I'm going to say that, and you're right 100%. I'm going to tell him this too. You got to work at being that dude, okay? You don't just fall out the pussy and then this is it. I mean, you know, I work on my look all the time. I master my look. Looks matter. They don't. It's not the end all be all, but they fucking matter. If a woman looks at you, she could tell. And what I mean by looks is not necessarily being like this fucking Adonis, you know, this. But do you dress well? Do your clothes fit? How do you smell? How's your hygiene? Do you look like you care about your haircut? You know, do you look like you care about your car? Not saying you got to have a fancy car, but do you at least clean the motherfucker? Are you some fat slob? Do you walk dumpy? You know, because people can tell this. Everyone's sizing you up. Men are sizing you up to see if they can fuck you up. Number two, women are sizing you up to see if you're a mark, like today's show, or if you're that dude. So this is the honest truth. It's like, maybe you're not putting in enough work to become the best looking guy, the best thinking guy, the best man you can be. And before you tell, you say, oh, women want this kind of guy, woman, are you being the best man you can be first to determine if that's true or not? But if you're getting by on minimal results and that's being generous, how the fuck are you going to say, come on our show and say something stupid like that?
Yeah,
I'm going to probably say this guy is not even close to putting in the work, Steve.
Oh, no. Hey, real quick, shout out to D for the $10 super chat. And, hey, all Pro 95, thank you for that. And, look, hey, much love, Miami. Shout out to you, brother. I appreciate it. Hey, give me a shout out. Much love to you, man. Appreciate you. See, this is what I'm saying. The difference, see, this is what we're trying to say to you,
nice response. Nice
and
response.
Very, very, yeah. Very great response, Miami. We appreciate that, brother, because we're not here to knock you or anything. We're here to help you.
Right.
See, what we're trying to show you guys is how not to be a mark. But here's the question I ask you, and then I toss to Edie where you can ask them your questions. But I'm asking you guys, have you sound checked your crib? Have you sound checked your lighting? Have you sound checked your music? Have you sound checked your wine? Have you sound checked the photos? Have you sound checked
your mouth?
Have your mouthpiece? Have you
inside your mouth?
Inside
your teeth.
Mouth, right? Teeth.
Sound check them gums.
All of that, right? Have you sound checked the places you want to go? Have you worked on shifting from romantic to smooth to sensual to sexual to naughty to kinky to dirty to freaky to nasty? Have you worked on those things? And see what we're saying. We say nothing about women here. We're saying you, because the thing at the end of the day for all you young men to understand is that you are the only you in this world. There is nobody like you based off of your fingerprint. So why not learn your language that fits you? Not EO, not me, but you. But the only way you're going to do that is stop looking in the window at a light version of yourself and go into the mirror and look at yourself in the mirror and be honest with yourself and say you need help. Stop blaming the women. It's the man in the mirror you need to blame. It's the man in the mirror you need to check. E, you got it, my brother.
Man, this is why, you know, many love us for this and people hate us for this. And, you know, in any case, we don't really care either way, whether you love us or hate us, because at the end of the day, we're cool with ourselves. So that's something I always say is that I don't really give a fuck if people love me or hate me.
Yes.
And do I help you? Do we help each other in some way? You know, like, am I helping you? Are you helping me with the business? Am I helping you with some game to help you get the results you want? At the end of the day, I care about results, not love or like or none of that shit. Same thing with women. I don't really give a fuck if she likes me that much. You know, she better respect me and she better be attracted to me. And then by attracted to me, I mean just everything about me, my leadership, my protection, my security, my mindset, how I conduct my business, how I conduct myself, how I can be without her, how I can get rid of her, how I can keep her. You know, it's not just really just like, you know, guys are always quick to say, you know, we can replace her. Now, of course, a real man can replace anybody, but we could also keep her. We could keep her and nurture her and love on her and coach her and teach her and help bring the best out in her. It's not always just getting something from the woman. A full man is ready to give too. Yeah. You know, like I imagine Steve got a lot to give to his wife, to his women or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, and same with me. I got so much to give. See, only empty dudes are out here on these streets trying to get from a bitch. But it's the full men that are happy living that dope life and romancing all of it. That's why we can be romantic, sensual,
sexual,
passionate,
yes,
sexy, dominant, and all those things
all
because we have it to give, Steve.
Yeah. All that good shit. Yeah, shout out real quick to Loaded with Games. Appreciate the love, big dog. Also, shout out to Coach Jay.
Coach
Jay. The to Dean. Oh, too many males would rather make excuses. Instead of putting in the hard work to become a dope man, they blame the woman or the lack of results they receive. Hey, that's true. And then again, I'm going to give you a shout. Hey, Bronx, shout out. Hey, you understand? No, it's
appreciate
all
it.
Love and everything,
yes.
Man. But I do want to say something to this young man, KM. I'll call you KM. This is what you understand about men. And I'm going to use my boy, EO. I'm not even going to use me. I'm going to use my dog, EO, right here. EO is only competing against one motherfucker on the face of this planet, and that is the man in the mirror. He is not competing against anybody because the competition is not with anything outside of him. That's why he's always talking about the internal. EO wants to work on him. EO, that's why EO evolves every day. Because he is dying every day, and he's working on himself every day, and he's sharpening his sword every day. And if you have the mindset that you're competing against other people, what's going to happen is you're going to get caught up because when you see a beautiful woman, your first thought, judgment number two, oh, she's got other guys liking her. So what do I have to do to try to outdo, outwit, outsmart, out whatever these other guys to get this woman? When E says, you know what? I just got to show up. That's it. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say something that's probably going to sound really mean, but I truly do mean this. With the exception of the very small group of men that I do business with and that I talk to, I think every man is a dork. When I go outside in the world, I see nothing but dorks walking around.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of men that, to quote Steve the Dean, hate themselves.
Yeah.
This motherfucker hates himself. I can tell by the way he walks, how he looked, the look on his face, what he's putting in his body, the stress around his eyes. He looks old. You know, they say that men get better with age. Shit. Y'all ever look around? Nah, not necessarily, man. So I'm going to be honest with you. When I look out into the world, you're talking about competing with other dudes. These motherfuckers are dorks. I sit around a bunch of dorks in this life, man. bunch of fucking posing-ass dorks that don't know themselves, that are full of coping mechanisms, man. You think I'm competing with this motherfucker next to me? Hell no.
Hell no. And, guys, we do have a phone call, so we will bring the phone call in. Area code. Let me bring you in. Area code 941. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's up, brother? How can we help you?
Yo, Steve Dean. Yo, what up? It's your boy Jay, Florida.
What's up, Jay from Florida?
So,
what's up, man?
Shit, man. Let me ask you, man. How do y'all? I mean, this is more for Steve the Dean because I'm black, whatever. I know you. I know you get bitches, whatever. But so, Steve, like, when it comes to like different races, like I'm talking about like Arab, like Jordan, bitches like that, right? Like, how much effort do you put in before you like, nah, I'm done with that? To the point where
I don't put effort in. I think I summed it up. And I always do this with the guys that watch the show. I show you how I sum it up. I sum it up right here. Let me fold this so you can see it. I sum it up by this right here. You can't read it right now, but I'm showing you right now. C-spot run. That's C-spot run. That's how I do it. You want to know why? Because all I'm focused on is what I got to say. And it's as simple as C-spot run. Because, well, I don't care if she's from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, China, Nova Scotia, Wales, Mexico, Jamaica, East Coast, West Coast, Mars, Jupiter, green, blue, purple, or orange. I'm going to C-spot run. Because I'm not judging or caring what she thinks. I'm only looking at C spot run, but as deep as I am, I'm going to be able to explain what to see. And I'm going to explain why she needs to look at spot. And I'm going to explain why spot is doing what he's doing while I'm talking to her. So I don't, again, what we're trying to show you, young man, is don't look at the race or the ethnicity of the woman. Look at how you present yourself to that woman. So then at that point, I don't lose when she says no. Hell, hey, I don't care if she says yes, as long as I simply, which is my four, but I'm showing you C-spot run. That means when I see her, I've already set it up, C-spot run. That's how I'm going to talk to her. Now, I'm not going to say C-spot run. You see what I'm saying? But I'm just showing you how simple it is that I'm not looking at her, how tall she is. I'm not looking at what color she is. I'm not looking at how many men she has. I'm looking at, does it please me? Because I'm all about me. E, what say you on that, my brother?
First of all, that shit was dope as hell right here. Let me ask this guy a question that'll help give him another angle.
Yes.
You've been interviewed before, I imagine, right, for a job?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let me just give you a scenario. Let's say I'm an interviewer and a woman walks in and I'm asking her some questions and I'm like, okay, so you do have reliable transportation, I take it, correct? Because according to where you live in this location, you're about 25 miles from here. You have reliable transportation? And she's like, yes, yeah. I do. Okay, talk to me a little bit about your weekly routine. Because you said you had a couple of children, right? Yeah, I do. They have soccer practice on Tuesdays, and then I have to take them basketball on Thursdays. And I'm thinking the whole time, like, it's not that you're a bad woman. You just ain't a good fit here because I need your ass here on time. And fuck your kids in their soccer practice, bitch. It's not that you got bad kids. You're a bad mother. It's not like a good mother. Just you ain't a good fit here because I need people to be here on time. And you're going to have to work during the week. Tuesdays and Thursdays. What, you need those days off? Well, yeah, I would need those days off. Well, no, you're not going to be off those days. You might be appointed different days to be off. So it's not that she's a bad woman. She could be white, black, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, Indian, green. Who the fuck cares?
Yes.
At the end of the day, I have specific questions to see if you are going to be successful in my program.
Yes.
And if I ask questions and any of that shit is not in direct correspondence with what I want out of a woman, then you don't belong here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense, yeah. Caller?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I got one more question. This is more for EO. So, EO, I watched your video on tennis, right? So on occasions, I've gotten a phone number on some, hey, what's up, right? Middle of the day, 11 o'clock, I'm at work, whatever. I get no response. And then let's say I wait till, let's say this is a Wednesday. Let's say next Monday, I'm just chilling, 11 o'clock, nothing, not doing nothing at that moment. I'm just looking, to spark up a conversation with anyone. I might text three girls, whatever. But on a specific person, I'll say, hey, what's up? Or I'll say, hey, whatever, right? And then I'll get a response. Almost like, let me ask you, I know how to I know what you mean by playing tennis. You can't play the ball to yourself. But my question to you is, do you ever, not necessarily double text, but double reach out? Or is that just, don't even waste your time?
Never. Never. There would be no reason for me to do that. For multiple reasons. For one, I ain't thinking about her like that. So, and here's the thing. It begins and ends with the man, sir. So you have to set everything up from the beginning. I'm not bored at 11 o'clock at night. Every hour has something dedicated. So hear me out on this. Your minutes should all be valuable. There should not be like, hey, I was chilling at 11 o'clock at night, just chilling, bored. Like, never tell a woman you're just chilling. like you should not be just chilling. You should have a purpose when you reach out. You should be giving her clear instructions as to what you want her to do with you. And if she's not hitting the ball back, it's just simply over, bro. Like, if you text out, but remember, it's how you start, because even you said, I get the number, I text. Like, that's already wrong. Getting the number, texting her first is already wrong. So this is why you're playing a lot of catch up and kissing ass, is because you're starting it wrong. The groundwork is not being done correctly. So you do need some coaching. You do need to watch more often. So you need to start being more assertive. And you got to have a life, man, where you're not really talking like a bored person that's just sitting around texting girls all day. Like, truth be told is, I don't even feel like girls are worthy for me, bro. Like, I'm being real. Like, and this is not being mean to women. Women have their place. They have their place in society. They're not worthless human beings. But women, to me, are, I mean, I'm not thinking about them like that. But when I am thinking about them, I have clear instructions as to how I want them to be in my presence. So if you're texting women all nonchalant, hey, what's good? I'm just chilling right now. It's a bad look. It's a bad look, in my opinion. So don't double text them. But from now on, any new woman you meet, you give her your number. Hey, listen, why don't you put my number in your phone real quick? Text me your number. I'll save it. And this was a nice conversation the two of us had. I'll tell you what I'll do is Sunday. I'm going to be busy tomorrow, but I'm going to hit you up Tuesday. So look for my call on Tuesday. Look for my text on Tuesday. And I'm going to give you some instructions on where you're going to come meet me later in the week.
Yeah.
See, notice how there's no guesswork. And I'll throw it back to Steve. Oh, yeah. There's no guesswork. You're telling her everything you're going to do. Here's the problem. Men don't know what they want to do. That's the problem. You can't give them instructions if you don't have the vision. You got to have the whole week, the whole month mapped out. Even if it doesn't go according to the way you saw it in your head, at least you got some sort of plan.
Yeah, call
so,
it. Yeah.
You know, so you, go ahead. Go
no,
ahead,
no,
go
no,
ahead.
No, no, please. Finish. No, no, please. Finish. Go ahead.
No, no. So that's it. It's that you don't know what you want to do with her, what you want to do and how to include her. See, it can't be, I want to see you. It's that, yo, listen, I'm going to be doing this thing, which is why you got to have a dope life. You got to be doing shit in your life. So that way you're not over pedestalizing them and making everything about them. So when you're doing something, you're like, listen, I want to include you on something that I'm doing because your personality is a good fit for where I'm going. Like, notice that vibe. Like, you've made it personal about her. Like, you've zoned in on her personality. So you're like, listen, I'm going to this particular event or I'm going to this environment, this situation. I want you to be my guest because you would fit in really well with where I'm going. Talk about getting her in her emotions. The guy earlier said you got to get her in her emotions. That alone is going to get in her emotions. Now she's thinking, oh, shit, what am I going to do with my hair? Do I wear it curly? Do I wear it straight? What am I going to wear for this guy? So it's like you want to put a woman in her emotions, be a fucking man that and you know what you want her to do with you. That's going to put her into the best emotions she would want to be in.
Yeah, Carl, I want you to understand something. Okay, 616, we'll bring you in 1 second. Carl, I want you to understand, again, I guess we great tennis instructors because the tennis that you're playing right now on my thing is that you're playing the beat around the bush, either begging or kissing her ass, walking on eggshells, and you're going to fall out in the friend zone or the creepy zone by the way you're playing tennis. And the reason that you're – and I'm going to tell you the why you're doing this and where you're failing at is because you don't understand what we call our four. You don't understand your four. And what I mean by your four, gentlemen, is that when you have an idea, okay, you must know why you have that idea. You have to defend it, you've got to stand on it, and you've got to express it no matter what level you're saying, A, B, C. You've always got to be on your four. And the beautiful thing about four, caller, is that you can get to your end game. It doesn't have to be 2 + 2. It could be 3 + 1. It could be 20 - 1. It could be 12 / 3. It doesn't matter as long as you're going towards your four. And I want you to understand this, and you guys listening, this is a tricky thing with women. Always remember, you are, if you go too far to the left, you're going to end up the creepy loser. You go too far to the right, you're going to end up in the friend zone. So there has to be balance. That's what E is trying to show you. That's what E has in his books, to show you balance. That's what we're trying to teach you, balance. But you don't have balance if you don't have a sense of self, young man. Does that mean you don't know you enough to be able to express you to her the first time? Because remember, caller, it's not what she is when she's talking to you, young man. It's what she's thinking about you when she's not talking to you. And apparently, by the way you're talking to her, there's just no interest, buddy.
Yeah, and Steve, what I love about Steve the Dean is he always has these brilliant illustrations, man. I really love that about you, man. Great teacher. And so listen, caller two. I want every man that listens to this, stop telling women you're chilling. Yeah, I'm just chilling.
Yeah,
motherfucker, you supposed to be working, creating, yes, building. Yes. Fuck that chilling shit, bro. Y'all too lazy, smoking all your weed all day, and no inspiration, no passion, man. You got never tell a woman you're chilling. Tell a woman, yeah, I'm just kicking it right now. I'm just chilling. I'm bored. What you up to? Fuck you care about what she's up to, bro. You're supposed to just only reach out with her to get at her or have her get at you to do something specific. Never just shoot the shit with a woman. You're wasting your time. There's going to be another dude that's giving right to the point with her, and she's going right into his bed. No dinners, no drinks, no nothing. But yet she will keep you around because you're like a clown. I don't want to say this to you, caller, not you specifically, but men in general. Women will keep you around because they're attention whores. They're fucking attention whores, and I'm not calling that bad. I don't say attention whore like that's bad. That's what they are. They fucking can't live without attention. So they got to have fucking marks around to give them fucking food, to give them compliments. Because ain't no dude busy building a life sitting around giving this motherfucker all this attention all day long.
Right.
So you better get to the point with these hoes. And I say hoes in a loving way, of course. But and then last thing, never, ever tell a woman I'm bored. Never tell her, hey, what's good? I'm chilling. What's good with you? I don't give a fuck what's good with her, man. What's good with me is that I got something I want to include you in on, and you should be privileged that I'm even inviting your ass.
Okay, call KM. You're gonna have to call in with that shit because I want you to call in, but anyway, let me get back to this caller real quick before we ring 616. I want to ask you a few questions. 616. I mean, at 616. We got you 1 second. 941. Just say if you don't know him. Or don't have, just say I don't have them, okay? Tell me about your marketing team. Just say I don't
myself.
Have them. Yeah, no, you tell me about them. You don't have a marketing team because you don't know how to market yourself. You don't know how to market, sell, and promote yourself, so you don't have a marketing team. Tell me about your culinary school where you put flavor in women's ears and flavor in their eyes. Tell me about your drug lab where you create a drug that's so potent where she snorts you, smokes you, or injects you, she's hooked on you. Can you tell me about that? Because you don't have that,
mindset.
Right? No, you don't have that. That's why you're double calling and running behind a woman. And most importantly, tell me about your scribe. What about your – tell me one thing about your scribe. Do you know who your scribe is? You know what a scribe is. Just say
what
you
is
don't.
A scribe?
Right. That's okay. That's why you need to learn game, brother, because if you don't know the most important person in your life that you need to be one-on-one with, your scribe, then you need to learn game, young man, because this is the person that guides you on you being you. And this is the thing that E and I are talking about that separates you from everybody when you learn and build your world and your universe strictly for you. Okay, sir? So you gotta get some coaching, some help, because you're gonna keep continuously doing the same things because you don't understand how deep the game is. You're still surface. And everything I'm talking about is internal. Everything E is talking about is internal. And we gotta get you to go underneath the surface versus being on the surface like everybody else, because surface levels get surface levels results, okay? All right, man. Stay up, man, and we'll throw you back in. Great call, man.
Appreciate
it. I appreciate you. Area code 616, you're on, myself and E. How can we help you, brother? What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Fine. What's going on, brother? How can we help you?
So I got this situation, and, like, I got a mouthpiece and everything, and it's this.
No, you don't. Okay, sir. You don't have a mouthpiece. Okay, sir.
I have a mouthpiece, man.
Okay,
so
sir,
knocking
sir.
Those,
wait,
man.
Wait, sir. You saying I have a situation and you saying I have a mouthpiece is oil and water.
I do.
So just you. Okay, sir. If you had a mouthpiece, how do you have a situation? How do you have a situation if you have a mouthpiece?
I'm just calling to see how should I go about it. Like, I got a mouthpiece. I just don't want to be, like, entertaining, no, bro.
Okay, sir. Sir, I'm trying to help you. Just listen to me. The thing you've got to do is realize you're talking to some OGs that can tell that you don't know what the fuck you're doing from Jump Street, okay? But we're trying to give you a chance for you to see it yourself versus us hold your damn hand like you're a kid. Now, you don't have a mouthpiece. You have a situation. Tell us about your situation. Then tell us about your situation so we can see how much of a mouthpiece you have. What is your situation?
All right. So it's this girl that I go to church with. She kind of flocks to me. Like, I mean, she always been like my vicinity. And, like, I'm trying to know how to go about it because I don't want to be, like, disrespectful because it's kind of like a lot of people in there. And
Wait a second, Mr. Mouthpiece. Then what are you calling us for then? Well, what are you calling us for if you got the mouthpiece?
I'm just wondering, can you hear me out real quick?
We already heard you.
Hello?
Okay, we already heard you, and I'm telling you, the woman has heard you. I'm going to throw it to you in a second.
Go ahead, I'll go after you.
I just want to say this real quick. This is the thing we're trying to show guys out here. As soon as you open your mouth, sir, I'm going to let you speak. Please, give me a second. I'm going to toss to Uncle E. I just want to teach the guys a valuable lesson in what we're hearing with this guy right here. As soon as women hear you open your mouth, they know your story. And I know it's hard to believe that, but as soon as he opened his mouth, I knew his story, just like every woman knows his story. But he's trying to justify his story, which makes his story even worse. E, you got it, man.
All right, so first of all, shout out to the Dangerous, man. Good to see you in here, bro. And everybody in the chat room, members, everybody on both sides, man. We appreciate moderators, SNO, everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So salute to everybody.
Yes, sir.
First thing you need to do when you call into a show, man, is humble yourself. Okay, that's the first thing.
I'm very humble.
Just say,
I'm just
listen,
making a statement.
I got a mediocre mouthpiece. It occasionally works. It most of the time doesn't. So there's this chick that's kind of in my area. she put herself in front of me, and I don't know what to tell her. Wouldn't that have been the better way to present yourself?
I guess so.
All right, cool. Dang, you said that all defeated.
Defeated.
Is
shit?
Come on, man. Just say yes.
I'm never defeated because I'm here to learn.
Oh my God.
All right, let me just give you the game real quick. Let me give you the game so we can move on, bro. This is what you do to this girl. You say, hey, so you're all up in my face all the time and all around me, so you must be trying to get into something. So what is that?
See, and I kind of did that. I made my statement, kind of, and I gave her my number.
You did it or you didn't?
I did it. She tried to, like, give me her number.
You did do it?
So that I could, like, yeah. But she gave me her phone. So I could put, like, my number up in it, but I told her, you know what I'm saying, because y'all be, like, be defined and take charge of the situation. So I was like, no, you put my number up in there. So she put my number up in there and everything. And she didn't really get at me, though. But, like, a couple of weeks later, because, man, I'd be here, I'd be there, I'd be everywhere, I'd be all around
the town. Why do you care, man? Why do you care about this one girl,
man.
This one girl in the universe,
Jesus
bro?
Jesus Christ.
Like, well, man, I mean, I'm being serious. And the only reason why you do care is because there ain't nobody else.
You ain't no gang guy, right? So much
there can't be anybody else. Even if she was a quote baddie, as I guess males call them today, baddies. But even if she was a baddie,
she's thick as hell, bro.
So
there ain't no such thing as a bad chick, bro.
Yeah,
she ain't bad until I meet her.
Right?
Just remember that. You already lost with that, bro. It's saying a chick is bad off junk. You already lost with that
listen,
woman.
Listen, I think I got action.
No
I
woman
think I
is
got
bad,
action,
bro.
Listen.
No woman on planet Earth is bad for me right now. Until I make her bad.
The bitch ain't bad. All right. The bitch ain't bad. But, yeah, I seen her because I be all over the town. I seen her, and then she seen me, and she acted all surprised because she was with a dude and shit. So I was just like, damn, Bob, I'm still trying to knock her, though, because I don't give a fuck.
What is your question, man? What is your question? We're trying to help these guys.
Hey,
like,
your question.
How should I go about it?
You really want to get...
You don't want to do that.
Is that
she ain't got that.
Is that like...
Call her right now. Call her right now.
Call her right now and put your bid in. Go ahead and call her right now, Mr. Mouthpiece.
Just call her right now.
I gave her my...
We exchanged information a couple weeks. Well, she knows who you are.
Wait. So she didn't call you. Wait.
I told
you're calling
that
us about a woman who hasn't called. Wait, and she hasn't called you yet, right? So what is that telling you?
She don't want your ass. Fuck that bitch.
No, she said fuck you.
All right. That's all I want.
She said that to you. You're not saying fuck her. She said fuck you. I don't want to talk to you because you're creeping me the fuck out.
Hey, caller,
Seth,
listen.
So don't even sweat that bitch.
Listen, caller. Two rules moving forward. Never abandon these rules. Never listen to what a bitch tells you. I don't give a fuck if she's all up in your grill, fucking hopping around, doing somersaults and fucking cartwheels. I don't give a shit what she's doing because she don't even mean half of the shit she's doing. She's looking for attention. That's number one. Number two, the only women that are interested in you are the ones that actually will want to come see you. Everyone else is fucking with you. So I want everybody to know this on the outside. Any woman that won't come see you doesn't really want you like that. She don't want to be alone with you. She doesn't want to have to be in a position where she has to give you some pussy, nothing. She just wants to fucking use you, suck your energy, get your attention, and then get filled up, get her ego filled up from your attention, and then she's going to go fuck somebody else who don't got to do none of that shit. So moving forward, two rules, never abandon them. Never believe what that bitch shows you or tells you. Even if what she shows you is important, but even what she shows you is a lie. So just know that even what she shows you is a lie. So and I'm not blaming her for that. But the only way that a woman will demonstrate to you if she really wants to be with you is if she's actually actively campaigning to be with you in person.
Yeah. All right. Well. Thank you, caller, for calling us about a woman.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Respect to you. 908. We'll bring you in 1 second.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I ain't gonna listen.
All right. You good? So, Mr. Morris, look. You are the antithesis of what we're talking about today, dog. Listen, man. You've got to get mommy out of you. You've got to pull down your panties and put on your fucking boxers and man the fuck up and stop making these feminine statements. This is why you're losing with women, because all you're doing is coming from a feminine emotional position. Here's the thing. You ready?
I can't wait to give a
flying fuck if she's comparing me to a monkey, a Godzilla, a Smurf, an elf, a unicorn. I don't give a fuck. So my question I'm asking you, Mr. Morris, why do you give a fuck? Why do you care so much that you're being compared? You want to know why? Because when you don't have shit to offer a woman, you got to worry about the next man. When you can't fuck, you got to worry about the next man. When you can't kiss, you got to worry about the next man. When you can't eat pussy, you got to worry about the next man. I'm going to keep going on, but you see, you got a lot to worry about because you ain't the next man.
Hey, listen, hey, Steve already gave you the game, but listen to this right now. He said what I was going to say. Why the fuck do I care about keeping this motherfucker around? I don't even want her around half the time, and that's not no offense to SNO. I'm not necessarily talking about her, but women come last. Even if I get married, even if I marry, let's say I made SNO my wife. Let's just say I gave her the privilege of being my fucking wife. Real talk. She's right there. I wouldn't even – if I'm faking it, why would I say it? She's in the chat room. If I gave her the privilege to be my wife and to have a king baby from my ass, a fucking king, do you think I give a fuck? This is how I look at it. She'd be privileged to have me as her husband. It's a privilege for her to have me be her husband. It would be a fucking privilege. She would hit the lottery to have me be that, to have me choose her. Real talk.
Shout out to 1950
so,
in the house.
For me to shout out to 19, what's good? So to have that is a defeatist mindset, bro. I have a series called Leading the Relationship.
Yeah.
You should watch the motherfucker, bro. I'm the king of that shit. So, you know, with all my fellas. So, you know, what I'm telling you is that, bro, we ain't worried about a bitch leaving. As a matter of fact, when a bitch leaves, she's just relieved. Hey, more space for me
to get
something new in my life, or just to be by my motherfucking self and just enjoy my shit. Fuck what she, this motherfucker.
What?
Women ain't shit, bro.
Thank
at the end of the day, and I'm calling it like it is. It's not that they're not enjoyable. It's not. Listen, they have their place in society. They have their place with me. You know, SNO got her place with me, but let SNO fuck something up. And the standard has been broken. The loyalty is broken. She's gone.
She already knows.
I won't think twice about her. I won't even think twice about her. As a matter of fact, I'll be happy because I'm like, you just showed me some shit I needed to see.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And see, that's what you don't understand, young man, about being a man, because you're in the feminine right now and you're looking at being a victim. So if you want to be a victim, that's two doors down, to the left, and off the fucking mountain and go down to the bottom of the hill, sir. Let's bring in area code 908, sir. Sorry for the wait. What is your question, sir? How can we help you?
No. You guys are good. I'm waiting patiently.
Oh, you're good, sir. How can we help you?
Okay. You know, I work at a very popular restaurant here in Atlanta, and, you know, this girl was eyeing me up, and, you know, I'm 37, and starting a date again. I started, you know, working on myself, self-improving, and I lost last year when COVID happened. I gained a lot of weight. I was 270, now I'm 238. So this girl was eyeing me up, and I went over and I approached, and I said, hey, I want to come over and say hello. And she said, okay, what's your name? And she said it was Cara, whatnot. And I introduced myself, and I got her number. And I just want to know what your fellows' thoughts. Should I call her, text her? What's your thoughts?
Would you like to go first?
Let me quote the legend Steve the Dean Williams real quick. I have to quote him real quick. You ready to call it?
Yeah.
You ready? Why you hate yourself so much? Why do you hate yourself so much?
I don't hate myself. I just didn't like the way I was. I was going through a lot of self-imaging issues last year. And when COVID hit, I was going through a lot. Go ahead.
All's in.
Okay. Listen, the more, yeah, right. I'm going to throw it to Steve in a minute. Listen, I know you're inexperienced, man, and you're looking for an opportunity to fuck with, you know, when was the last time you fucked a bitch?
About 2008. I just went celibate for that long.
Damn. Hey, listen.
But I took the red pill in 2014, so I mean.
Okay. Listen. I understand. I'm glad you called in. We want to help you.
Yes, sir.
Simply just call. Listen, don't overcomplicate it right now, because you're probably going to have to make some mistakes. Not probably. You are going to. You're going to have to make some mistakes in order to refine yourself right now. There's been too much time that you haven't spent, you know, with a woman. So there's a lot of time here. So simply, why don't you call her right now? You got her number. Why don't you call her on the air right now, and I'll tell you what to say. Can you do that?
Well, I don't think I could call her right now while I'm on the air with you, because I would have to hang up and then call you back.
Okay.
I don't think I have that option on the smartphone.
No, the weird thing about the phone technology is that you could do that in merge calls. But let me ask you a question, sir. Can I ask you a question? Ask your question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not that you hate yourself, because E already took that thunder from me. So what I want to ask you is this. I know he had to coach him. Yes, he was coping, brother. He was coping. So let me ask you a question, brother. I'm very serious. What would you scribe your – this is you talking to your scribe now, okay? What would you tell yourself you want to say to a woman that you want to put your bid in? Just tell us. Just a simple question. If a woman is in front of you right now and you wanted to go in and put your bid in or talk to her, what is the first thing you would say, sir?
What do you mean a bid? I'm not understanding what you mean a bid.
How you walk up to a woman and introduce yourself to her, what is your first step of doing that? What would it be?
Oh, my introduction. Oh, you know.
Yeah. What would it be?
I just go, you know.
No, I don't know.
I see you across the room. I'll go, hey, you know, I see you. I'm interested. I wanted to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay. I see you. I'm interested. We'll get to know you. Now, you ready for this? Now that you said that, now what I want you to do is I want you to tell all of us why you would say that. Why would you say that? Now, remember, this is you. We're not judging you here. I'm just trying to show you game here. Why would you say that? And you cannot say, I don't know. Because if you say, I don't know, that means you have tumbled everything and we must move on. So why would you say that?
And but when you answer, we're going to hear your answer, and then I'm going to give the class the real answer.
There you go. Thank you. So why would you say that, sir? Because This is what you told yourself to do. So you must know your why, gentlemen. And this is what it means. When you tell yourself to do something, inscribe it, then you must market it to yourself. Because the only way you're going to do whatever it is you're telling yourself to do is you got to believe in whatever it is you say you want to do. So I'm asking you, sir, why are you saying what you're saying?
Why am I saying what I'm saying? Because I want to be able to take a woman on a date than rather having no woman,
but like Wilbur Moore said. Wait. Okay, wait a second.
Go ahead.
I'm asking you a trigonometry, but you're still counting from 1 to 10. So I'm going to ask you the question. Now, again, what you're saying, because you want to take her out on a date, do you even know the – excuse my language, lady. I don't mean to say bitch, but I get around E, and he just gives me all the excited. So do you know the bitch at all that you see across the way? How do you know she's even worthy – for your time or your dick or a date?
Hi. Oh, no, here's something. That's why
right,
I like your channel.
You create great content.
Morris creates great content. He's spot on. We are the prize, but it should be a great compliment to my life. I mean, I'm on my purpose, but she's a great...
Hold on. Slow down, young man. Slow down. Listen, I want to say something to you. I'm very, very pleased with your honesty on this call. The chat room has also validated that too, saying, hey, at least he's being honest.
Yes.
So we do want to say you came humble, you came honest. And so for that, you are coachable, okay? You are coachable, but you are fucking delusional as shit and highly inexperienced because what you're saying is nuts. Let me tell you something right now from a player's point of view, a man who's been with hundreds of women, talked to thousands, have been with hundreds. Every single woman on the planet is a pretty little nuisance. Okay, I'm letting you know right now, there ain't nothing interesting about these women. Okay? Now, I'm not saying there isn't anything that you might find enjoyable along the way. You might figure out, okay, she's compassionate, she saves animals, whatever. I mean, there's going to be something about her that you can maybe perhaps respect. Okay, but at the end of the day, there is nothing about bringing a woman into your life that's going to make your life that much better. Now, if you're a soft, simp, beta, fucking weak man that hates himself, that's lonely as fuck, then any woman coming in right now is going to elevate the quality of your life. But if you're a dude that truly understands women at the core, you're going to know that every single woman walking on the planet ain't shit.
No, I understand. No, women are like, we are the prize. Women are like not at the top of the food chain.
If that's
society
the case.
Has told us.
No, society
women
has told you. Say it right. So not us.
Go ahead.
I'm not you. You mean society told you, not us. You.
Right.
Society told you, not us. Remember, you're not us, right? So you can't use us in your thing. So society has told you that women are special, right? That's what you mean, right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's part of the matrix.
Well, there's no matrix. Remember, there's no matrix, sir. There's no matrix.
I think he said nature.
Okay, they say matrix.
Matrix. You know, like matrix, like, you know, like the red pill, blue
matrix.
Pill.
Yeah, I kind of swear you said.
You said matrix?
Yes.
There's no matrix. What matrix are you talking about? Are you talking about the
I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about understanding female nature, and I'm talking about... Go ahead.
All right, hold on. Before you get on to female nature, can you tell me about ant nature, bird nature, grass nature? Can you tell me about leaf nature or cloud nature or bee nature or squirrel nature? Can you tell me about those natures? Or do you give a fuck about those natures? You don't give a fuck, right? Right?
No, I do care.
No, wait, no. You don't walk out of your house saying, oh, look at the squirrel, the nature of the squirrel. Oh, my God, the nature of the leaf falling off the tree. The nature of the ant walking in front of me. Do you do that every day you walk out your door?
I mean, does everybody count that?
Nobody does. Wait, so then I'm trying to connect the dot. Why the fuck are you talking about some female nature when it doesn't matter?
Okay.
No, not okay. Don't say, a child says okay to shut up the parent. I want you to open your mind and get a shift where you can start thinking on your own. You're not going to do it thinking that she's special. Okay, as soon as you talk about female nature, this is how cold it is. What judgment you're on? You're on the second judgment. You're already judged the woman across the way, and you don't even know the bitch. Does that make any sense, sir?
Right.
Right what?
I'm agreeing with you, meaning right.
So if that's the case, my friend, then don't you think that you might need a little bit of coaching, more one-on-one versus trying to be a surgeon in a phone call?
Okay. Well, I would love to be coached. I mean, I would love to be a student of the game than rather just not knowing anything at all.
Okay, let me show you something.
All right,
go ahead. Just last question. How long have you been listening to E? Go ahead.
Yeah, caller, how long have you been watching us?
I would say on and off like 8-9 months.
Oh my gosh, my geez, my point.
All right, so what you need to do is take some of that restaurant money and hire one of us to help you. I really do mean that. You are way behind in the game. I mean, if you haven't had sex since 08, I mean, that's a long time. I mean, and I'm sure you didn't have sex because you wanted to be a monk. You just didn't have sex because you don't know how to navigate with women. Is that correct? Okay. What I suggest you do is call up this woman on three-way on your phone. All you do is you dial the number, hit merge, and we'll be in here. And so that's what you need to do.
He's too nervous.
And so just call her up and say, hey, listen, you know, we exchanged information a couple of weeks ago or whatever. And then just say, I want to go to this spot. And you say the spot and say, be my guest and join me.
I don't think he's got. Are you nervous,
okay.
Carl? Are you ready to do it? If you're nervous, it's okay. We're not judging you. You don't. I mean, if you feel uncomfortable, you know, I don't want you to dig yourself in a deeper hole. Are you okay
no,
to do
no.
this?
Well, I don't feel comfortable doing it right now, but what, coach, what do you charge for your services before I go forward?
Well, there's two coaches here. What do you mean, Coach EO or Coach Steve?
I guess Coach Morris.
Well, I know all black people look alike, but there ain't no Morris on the panel, brother. They do. I'm the only black motherfucker on the panel. Ain't no Morris. ain't no Coach Morris. Coach Morris. Ain't no Coach Morris, buddy.
So, well, which one?
Listen,
what do you guys charge individually?
I'm glad you called in. You're way behind. You do need a coach.
Yes, you need a coach.
You know, consider choosing one of us to help you because there's been a long delay, and so there's a lot to work on here.
Okay.
Yes. So we're not being too critical of you. We're proud that you called in and you were being honest, but there's a lot of work here for you, and you're gonna need a coach.
Okay, and I commend you, brother.
If
a lot of these guys won't even do what you did, so I'm not joking. I commend you. At least you called in.
No, I mean that's why I called, and I'm humbled about it. I didn't.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't
no, no, no. You're
dishonest.
Fine. Right. But
I want to know what.
Yeah, but it's deeper than what you're asking. Because I'm gonna give you a prime example. Let me give you a prime example. Let's say we told you what to say, and everything worked out—the sun, the moon, the stars—everything fucking lined up. And she's knocking on your door. Knock, 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 knock. What are you doing? What are you? Walk us through. Like, say, E and I are snooping in your glass, and we're watching you and everything you're doing. We're in the bushes watching you. I don't know why we're fucking watching in the bushes, but we're watching you. What are you doing when the door knocks? Walk us through the play-by-play of what you're going to do when the door knocks. And 647-240, we'll bring y'all guys in. So what are you doing?
I mean, you're saying what would I do if she was knocking on my door? Play by play.
Yeah, play by play.
I would bring her into my house, Netflix and chill, and go from there.
And how old are you? Are you 18?
37.
Well, no, you got to be 18. You're kidding, right? You're 18. Netflix and chill, I can see a kid maybe in 18, 19 years old, but no, nah, ain't going to be no Netflix and chill when we come over and fuck. I mean, you know what I mean? So ain't going to be no Netflix. Okay, but this shows you need coaching, okay, young man? So, but we got other calls and stuff, but we appreciate you calling and everything, Buggy, okay?
All right, so how do I go forth about being coached? Who do I go forth?
Okay, go to Champion Game Coaching, right? ChampionGameCoaching.com, or go to TheManMindset.com and choose your coach. That's all. Just choose your coach, buddy, okay?
All right. Well,
but
you definitely need advice. No doubt about it.
Whoever you get, you're gonna get help. So you'll be fine, whichever one you get. All right.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, so much. You have a wonderful night. Appreciate that.
You too, man. Hey, good job, though. Good job, okay. Nanaway. Respect to you, man. Great job, sir. All right. We got 647, then 240. 647. What's your question, sir? What's up? Well, he listened to the show and he got scared and jumped off. 240, you're on. What's up, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Yeah. Hello, Steve. What's going on,
yes,
man? I need some help, brother. I need some help, brother. I'm glad I caught you on the live real fast. Hey, look, I got a text message I need help with.
What's the text?
You heard? Yeah,
it's
man.
Text.
Been deep down bad, yo. I appreciate you, brother. I'm messing to you, yo. Yeah, I like you, yo. Check this out. I'm going to read it to you right now. Hold on. Where is it? Here it go. Hey, look, man. I need help with this real quick. So,
read the EO commercial. Go ahead and read it. I'm just multitasking.
Okay.
Go ahead and read
it. She said, you sexy, I love your smile. And I ain't know how to take all that. Let me get to the point. The little shorty was flirting with me on the phone and she was talking about, I know you got a big dick and all that and this and that.
Okay, sir.
I didn't know how to word the aggressiveness.
What I want you to do is go in your wallet and pull out your driver's license and just read her your address. Type your address in. All you got to do.
Huh?
Type your address in and give her a date, a time, and what to wear.
So you said go in my wallet and do what?
Just give her your address.
Give her my address? No doubt, brother.
She's already talking about your dick, so let's put it to the fire. I mean, if she's talking about your dick, all right, you want to see it? Here's my address, 555 Sycamore Lane or whatever, you know, wherever the fuck you live. But, you know, make sure you just give her the proper address, okay? All right? Okay?
Yeah, man, no doubt. I like the way you word it, man. I message you, Steve. And yeah, I like how you word stuff. I got to do more learning. But
all right, what say you on this? Well, let's hear Coach E. What you got on this, brother?
All right, so just remember the two things I said earlier. It doesn't matter what a woman says. They'll tell you all kinds of shit. Okay? The only thing that matters is if you put her in a position to show you that she means it. Okay, never believe. Well, shout out to Miles. What's good? Shout out to Miles. Subscribe to his channel.
Shout out Miles.
So just remember that it doesn't matter what women say, bro. When women are talking, I just see lips moving, bro. I mean, I'm listening, but at the end of the day, it's my agenda that matters, and you're either on my agenda or you're not. So you got to work on like your mouthpiece and, you know, being able to put a woman in position. And when women are talking all that shit, hey, you look like you got a this, you look like you got a that. Just be like, hey, so that's cool. I'll tell you what, I got a little free time in my schedule, 2 hours from 10 to 12. Come yes. through.
There you go.
And let's do this.
That's it.
And now what she says next will show you if she's really about that life.
Yes.
With you.
Because we don't want to waste our time. Remember that. Just we don't want you wasting your time.
Yes, okay. sir. And I thank you for that, brother. And that means a lot, man, because I had a feeling. I said, I don't know what to say to all that, but I wish you was on live last night. But thank you for that, man. That means a lot. So just get to the point.
Yeah. You're welcome, man. You're welcome.
No,
we
it's
got
all
you,
love.
Man.
It's all love, dog. You sound like you're from DMV. So you sound like you're from the DMV. So we got you, man.
Let's Baltimore, man. Let's Baltimore.
Hey,
yes,
DMV, stand up, baby. You know, I was smashing bitches in Columbia up the street. But I used to when I was a little lad messing with girls, I used to live by a place called Sutton Place by the Inner Harbor. So I used to walk with bitches from Sutton Place to the Inner Harbor. So DMV, stand up. Okay, bro. All right, man. Yes, we'll throw you back here, man. Respect to you, brother, okay?
All right.
So,
shout out to
thank
you. Good, bro. See you, man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and here's someone that finally got a first question. Everybody has a first question right here. You got it. So.
Let me see what this guy said. Rigo, Uribe, should one master multiple personalities or be the same? All right, so in life you're gonna have to be kind of you have to wear different hats for different occasions, but you're still the same dude. Okay. yeah. Different hats for different occasions. Because you can't be the same dude in every scenario. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're gonna have to pull something else out of you for whatever the moment is requiring of you. See, the present moment is will require something of you. Life requires something of you. Now you have to rise to the occasion and bring that to life. Okay. This is being a creator. So you're going to have, you should be multifaceted, but you're always still like they're underlying at the center. You're still the same dude. It's just like a tree with branches.
Right.
And so you're the tree, you're the core, but you have branches to your tree. And then you got different fruit on that tree to produce, whenever the moment requires it of you.
Yes, sir. A great question. You know, it's really simple. Think about when you go to work. Who you are at work is not who you are when you're with your boys. Like E said, you have different, I won't say personalities because like E's right. You're the tree that's the root. And like E said, the branches, you just got to learn your different selves. And let me just explain real quick. I know I'm going to date myself because I still watch cartoons now. So fuck y'all. I'm 50 years old and watch cartoons, but when I was really, really young, I used to watch the Super Friends, okay? And the main one, it was Superman, Batman, Aquaman, and Wonder Woman, okay? They were in the Hall of Justice. And whenever there was an issue, it depended on the issue who went and took care of it. If it was an ocean problem, it was Aquaman. If it was a bank robbery, it was Batman. If it was something outside of the Earth, it was Superman. It was a plane, it was Wonder Woman. So based on the situation is where you got to pull out a part of you. Like E said, it's still you. So it's not, I don't want y'all to think that y'all are crazy or anything, but this is what we're trying to tell you is that you've got to learn the right person to pull out at the right time. Because the more you learn about these individuals that you have here, that's when you're going to throw the woman off her Tampax. That's when you're going to throw her off. Because she's not used to a man that knows himself. She sees so many guys that have no idea what they are, where they're going, that when they meet an E or E over that side, when they meet an E or meet myself, they don't know how to act because there's no instruction manual on us because we're originals. And that's what we're trying to get you guys. If you get E's book, sorry, I got to give my dog E a plug on his book, but if you buy E's book, if you get coaching from E, if you learn, you will learn and understand the different yous. And when you learn more about you, you'll stop making it about her, E. You got it, man.
Yeah. Just make sure that what you are is real. It's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not pretending to be something you're not. You're not pretending to be Steve the Dean Williams when you're talking to women and shit. I mean, he can inspire you, and I'm sure he does. But let who he is inspire the authentic creativity that is inside of you. So let it burst that. See, when you listen to Steve talk, You're listening to his individualized creativity, but you can't duplicate that, not like Steve. This is why I always say, too, you can't do what I do. Right. You'll never be able to do it, and I'll never be able to do what you do, but that's the brilliant part of it, is that that's what makes us different. And so what you do, I can't do either. And so find out what you're good at, what you find joy in, and be that guy when you're around women. Be that guy when you're around everybody. But, yeah, you definitely don't want to have too many hats either. You don't want to have 20 hats. I would say simplify to have three strong hats. Three, like your big three, man, and focus on those big three. Because if you get in there, you're like 20 different people. Now you're becoming like schizophrenic, and that could be eventually a problem on you mentally. That could become a mental problem if you're being too many things. So try to shrink it down to like the big three. You know, I'm the protector, I'm the lover, and I'm the creator. You know, you can give yourself three different identities, and that, and you know, we'll call it identity, but it could be whatever you want it. You know, this is me, but I offer the world three big things, and that is creativity, you know, wonderful experiences when people are around me. I make people happy. I make them smile, and I'm always teaching them something. And how am I able to do that? Because I'm always learning something and evolving and teaching myself new things. So as a result of my growth, the people around me will grow. Then I'm a great lover and romancer when I'm with women or really anybody that I deal with. I bring the best out in the people that are with me. And so find out what that big three is and then master those things 24/7, 365, man.
Yeah. All right. William, listen, we appreciate the question. Guys, ask questions, call them. We got you covered. But William, a player or a man never has to tell people they're a player or a man. So that, number one, is why you're not a player. But number two, to reinforce the number one, sir, with all due respect, is that you have two independent women in the past year you hooked up with and say they want to have your baby. No responsibility on your part. See, this is why you're not a player, nor are you a man. Because I wish a woman would say that. And yes, they will say that. Yes, women want to marry. And I, you know, this is our lifestyle. Women want to marry us, fuck us, have our kids. That's just basic how it works. They all want to. But what happens is that I don't give a fuck what she wants. And she's only going to say that one time out of her mouth. Because if that comes up again, I'm gone. And I, as a man, see, I don't need to tell you I'm a man. I'm just going to tell you what men do. As a man, I'm going to tell her, do you understand? If you bring babies up one time again, I'm gone. Lose my number. I will move on, and I will replace you. And matter of fact, man move here is that I can meet a million of you just throwing a rock outside my door. You'll never meet a motherfucker like me. So think twice, and I'm going to tell you, you do that shit again, I'm gone. Do you understand? And that's how you handle it. But you don't do what you're doing right now because you're the kind of guy that's going to cause mischief in the world by having all these damn babies and shit. E, what you say, brother?
I mean, yeah, I agree with that. And then, like, remember, like, nothing can be on the woman's terms. I've been coaching this for a long time. Everything has to be on your terms. So if a woman were to tell me, well, first of all, they don't want you around. That just tells you how delusional they are. They want a kid, but they don't want you around. That's a woman that respects you wants you around. I mean, a woman that wants to have your child wants you to be a father. A sensible woman's going to say, I want your children because I want to experience what a wonderful father and leader and guider you're going to be for this family. So if a woman were to tell you, like, hey, can I get your kids? She might be like, hey, I think you're like a dumb box of rocks, but, you know, you might have good genes. I'll take your kid, but get the fuck out of here. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, I don't really know the whole situation, but nothing could be on the woman's terms, you know, and absolutely nothing. Nothing.
You know, I thought I could get away without telling you judgment number four. I was happy enough to tell you judgment one, two, and three. But here's judgment number four, E, is when you judge other men. And I keep telling y'all the judgments are so simple, and this is why y'all lose, and this is a part of why you lose. How many men? What? I
many
don't.
Men do women see on average? I could answer that. I do agree that that should not be a concern or a thought. However, since you want education, I've answered this question before. Three, one to three. That's generally what women see is one to three men. So and they have different roles in her life.
Yes.
Okay. One guy is the guy who blows her fucking back out. He spits in her mouth. He nuts in her hair.
Pulls her ass back to
shit. Yeah, I mean, he does all that kinky shit that she'll never let another dude do. She might even fuck another guy in the rotation, but it won't be that kind of sex. It'll be like mandatory sex because he gave her experiences, purses, watches, jewelry, perfumes. I took her to fucking Mexico, so she'll fuck him, but it's just really to keep him giving those resources. Okay, so she gives him sex, but it don't mean nothing. It's the guy back home that don't do shit for her. And he's just her, like, her number. That's her number right there. And then the third guy is just the guy on the outside that's never, ever going to get a kiss, a hug, nothing. And he just gets her attention and maybe even sometimes rides, dinners, and just he feeds her ego. And he helps her kill time so that she's not fucking bored and she needs distractions until the other guy that she really likes makes time for her.
I got it. I you was talking. I tried to pull this up real fast while you was talking because you were talking about us.
And that's the honest. That's the honest to God truth about every female on earth.
That's why I wanted him to see this real quick so y'all can understand something, man.
Right. That's why I say you motherfuckers going over there with that no contact. I'm gonna go no contact to get my bitch back. See, your bitch is getting your fucking face is in a mattress right now, bro. That's some real talk.
That's real shit, man. Real shit. I had to be. I'm trying to catch you. You were talking so much shit. I tried to catch up to you, but yeah, man. Dog, yeah, man. Hey, look. I tell all you guys, as a man, I know it's going to sound crazy, you want her to have guys that she go to dinner with, because I'm not taking her out to dinner. You want her to have guys to go window shopping with where you can hold her purse while she goes to Victoria's Secrets and look for the next piece of lingerie for E. You want that. You know, all you are is a dick in a bottle. That's all you are. Just when you want some dirt, you just rub that bottle, and I will come, and you come, and we get it done. All that other stuff, that's none of my business. That's the job of the human. We got another question right here. What's a good job for a young man trying to improve his communication skills? I've been thinking of door-to-door salesman. You go first, E, because I know you're sales, and I'll go behind you, bro.
I mean, really, anything that involves communication. So you could be you can make coffee at Starbucks or wherever, Gloria Jeans or whatever the fuck they call it. Mm-hmm. You can work for a sale. It depends on your age. I mean, I know your age, but you sound like a young person. So anything where you're able to interact and socialize and connect with customers and people. So anything that's going to require communication. And so I say be a waiter, server, bartender, getting some sort of sales would be good, retail sales, indoor sales, outdoor sales, selling something. Because when you're selling a product, you first have to sell yourself. Now, the product a lot of the time sells itself, like an iPhone, for example, or the new Android. I mean, those motherfuckers are walking in to get it. So it ain't that you're selling it that much. The product sold itself, and society sold that product. So, you know, it's not that Starbucks is the best coffee. It's just that people feel special when they go in Starbucks. So half of the time, if you talk to people who drink Starbucks, they don't even like this shit. So they don't even like it, man. But they're just there because they feel special when they go in there. And that's where they're validated by having that cup in their hand. So just remember that's the first part. But, you know, get into some sort of sales.
Yeah, I would say, young man, it's something that I learned a long time because, like, my sister used to be popular and shit, right? And this is the best thing because when she had, like slumber parties, the girls would use me as a I don't want to say molest because they didn't molest me, guys. They would just do things to me in the living room, and it was all great. It was the best thing. Y'all guys, you have older sisters, man. Oh, it's best. Anyway, but the thing that I'm saying to you, brother, is the one thing I learned from her and also my mentor is if you want to learn how to communicate, you must go outside your comfort zone and start going to the places you don't go to. You got to remember, I always say women are like music, E, or people are like music, and everybody has different personalities. Even if you're in college, it's the same thing. They have cliques in college. They have cliques in high school. They even have cliques in the job. They're pockets of people that hang around each other, even in the office. And if you want to learn communication skills, you've got to learn how to communicate with everybody. Because the one thing I learned, no matter what clique is in there, there's always that one bad bitch in that clique. I don't care if it's cosplay. I don't care if it's metal rock, surfers, skateboarders, hip hop dancers, break dancers, in the classical, the glee club, chess club, Dungeons and Dragons, don't matter. There's always a bad one in there. So you got to learn people. The only way you can get your communication skills is because, again, if you're going to get in sales, that means you're going to run into different people at different times. So that means you got to be on point when that moment happens. E, what say you, brother?
Yeah, and then lastly, too, it doesn't always have to be a sales job because, remember, no matter what position you have, you're still selling it. So it could be a plumber that walks in somebody's house. He still has to put his fucking booties on and, hey, how you doing today? Which bathroom is it? Okay, what seemed to happen? Was there something that happened? Did a cone get flushed down this motherfucker? Like, it's just like, hey, no problem. I'll get you set up. I understand the last couple of days have been hectic. We've been busy. Thanks for your patience. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take care of the situation. So even as a plumber, electrician, fucking heating and cooling, roofing, whatever it is you do, you can't be the creepy motherfucker on the roof. You still got to be the personable guy that they want to hire and refer to someone else. So no matter what you do, you're doing it. So you got to be special at what you're doing. You have to stand out. So it's not always just the typical sales job. A lot of those people are miserable, to be honest with you. But it's that guy, that blue collar guy. If you can do a heck of a job physically and then on top of it be a great communicator, man, you got so many options.
Okay, now, and again, please understand this, and I want, because we got a question here, and I want people to understand, EO and I think differently, but we are men, so we might have two different opinions here, but they're coming from men, so whichever one you want to follow, follow. Now, for me, E, okay, I can only speak for myself, and I'll answer this question. On Monday, I scheduled a meet with a woman. On Saturday, should I be texting minimal between then or none at all, or just text her the day of the date? Okay, all I want to do is something I always say. Always look at nature. When you ask yourself a question, just go back to nature and ask yourself this question. Have you ever seen a lion snag a zebra, choke that motherfucker out to kill it, leave it in the middle of the Serengeti? Let's say he choked the zebra out on Monday, right? Left that fat-ass zebra in the middle of Serengeti, and he said, you know what? I'm just going to go frolic in the woods until Saturday, and when I get back, I know that zebra is going to be exactly where I left it. Guys, women love mental stimulation, and I'm not saying you got to blow her phone up all the time. I'm saying that you got to lightly marinate it because, see, the problem is what a lot of you guys do, in my opinion, in this question, he has nothing to really talk about. So what I think he's doing is he's trying to save up all the what do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? What college did you go to? When did the aliens come down? And what's the size of Bigfoot's foot type bullshit? And I think he wants to save it on a day because I think if he says anything between Monday and Saturday and she picks up on it, because I'll tell you guys, when they smell that your pussy is tighter than theirs, they ain't going to fuck with you. And I think that's what he's worried about. But, I mean, I just want to give my opinion on that. But I think – I'm not saying all the time, but I'm saying that a woman's going to think you're going to lose interest if you're not saying anything at all. So I believe you should say at least something, Eva. What say you, my brother?
I agree with everything you said. And one suggestion I'll give the audience is stop scheduling dates so far out. Y'all ain't that busy. You guys are not that busy, man. I mean, like dudes try to con me with that cope that I got coached. They're like, well, I'm working all week. I'm like, dude, you're 25 with no kids. Fuck you talking about? You're telling me you don't have the energy to go to work and then go meet a bitch and smash and then, you know, or whatever it is you're going to do with her and then get your ass back home to sleep maybe 2-3 hours and then go back to work. So part of the problem is that you're scheduling dates too far out. And when the woman doesn't really know you and you don't know how to text, you don't know how to flirt, you don't know how to, you know, ask questions that are intriguing and you're not overdoing it, that's when you're going to insert fluff questions and questions that don't matter out of scarcity. So what I suggest you do is when you meet the woman or whatever, just be like, hey, listen, let's meet up tomorrow. I work, you work, but let's meet up maybe 9 o'clock, spend a couple hours together. I'll have you home fairly early so you won't be too tired in the morning. So it's that kind of communication. And if a woman likes you, she's going to do it. But it's like when you schedule dates, like, what are you doing on the 19th of February? It's like, bro, she don't even remember your ass. All right. So try to get the date in I would say within, I'll be honest, I'd rather you do it the next day, sometimes the same day. Depends on where you're at. Like, you meet a girl in the morning at Starbucks, you could set the date for later that evening. So you could be like, hey, check this out. It was cool. I'm glad we ran into each other and got a chance to communicate a little bit. I'll tell you what, tonight I'm actually going to go get some wine, try out these new winter wines. Why don't you join me for a couple toasts? And you just do it that night. So that there doesn't need to be a lot of communication because you're going to meet her tonight. But it's when you're scheduling it too far out, scarcity sets in. You feel like you're going to lose the woman. So that's when you start texting with nothing to say.
CP, I love you asking questions. Guys, I want to call in. I think 25 more minutes left in the show, guys. 563-999-3056. Call in, ask questions. We got you covered. Christian, CP, and I love how he question 67, so you keep in track. I like that. But you're asking, how many good girls are there these days? And as in those who display, okay, CP, okay, I don't think you understand what E and I are trying to explain to you. Can you tell me how many good ants there are in the world? Can you tell me how many good fish there are in the world? Can you tell me how many good birds there are in the world? The answer is no, because you don't care. And if you don't care about the birds, the bees, the fish, and the trees, then why do you care about how good women are? Because the only way you're going to get a woman's true self, okay, and this is what we're talking about, a true self, even at the beginning of the show, is by how you display you, sir, by how you got to have vision, how you got to be clear, concise, transparent. You got to have laws and rules and codes and principles and narratives and a mission statement. You got to stand on things. You got to be assertive. You got to be, you got to let her know what is. You have to rule you, sir. And the problem is you're not ruling you. You are being ruled by a mythical woman or a boogeyman under your bed, thinking that the more you learn about women, the more you're going to get women. And that's not the case. E, what say you, my brother?
All right, so I'm going to answer it this way. There are no such thing as good girls or bad girls. There are just human beings who have personal agendas. And does your agenda align with my agenda? That's the honest to God truth. When you get in here saying, oh, she's a good girl, she's a bad girl, she's a slut, she's a virgin, too much. My question is, are you ready for the assignments and the position that is available to you? That is all I care about. I remember one time I sat with a girl who I was not judging, and then she revealed to me she was with 147 dudes. She told me, because I wasn't judging her. She was like, yeah, I've been with like 147 dudes. I was like, damn, bitch. I was like, I could see why, but damn, that's a lot of motherfuckers. I'm going to tell you something right now. That bitch couldn't fuck. She couldn't suck, and she couldn't fuck. And she couldn't really kiss. So you telling me 147 dudes didn't teach your ass how to suck, fuck, or kiss? So I had to put her ass on game. I'm like, you're doing that wrong. You're doing this wrong. So just because she got bodies doesn't mean she was with any motherfuckers that was teaching her anything. It's a shame, because women need to be led. Oh, and if you lead her to destruction, if you lead her to just to nothing, then that's why women are oftentimes miserable and resentful, because they were hoping that a dude would lead them somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And he didn't lead them nowhere, but just to the bedroom, oftentimes lying to get them there, manipulating them to get them there. And then, you know, then you guys got to deal with that attitude. I say you guys, because I ain't dealing with that shit.
Yeah.
So now you got to deal with the attitude of a woman that doesn't know how to cure herself mentally and emotionally. She doesn't know how to do it.
Right.
So, you know, I will tell you that 140 dudes, I was like, damn, bitch, those motherfuckers didn't teach you shit.
Damn.
So I'll just say this right now. There's no such thing as a good girl or a bad girl. Because I've met chicks that had low body counts. I'm talking less than five. And she was hard to deal with. She was hard to coach. She had a fucking attitude problem. I mean, so at the end of the day, there's no good girls. There's no bad girls. There's just girls that are ready and interested in being on a man's program that they're heavily attracted to, and that you lead her where you want her to go with you. That's the only thing there is.
Yeah, 714, 1 second. I just want to say that E is 1,000,000% right. Gentlemen, this is what y'all understand. Every woman you meet, you must train to your specifications. You got to train her how you want her to suck your dick, because the way she might suck somebody else's dick might not be to your standard, the way she sucks balls and all that other stuff. So also, I always tell you guys, I think one of the greatest times you do is when you get them on a field trip. I don't have my bag with me, but grab you tell her we're going somewhere. You get your book bag out. We got a field trip to go to. You bring it to the grocery store. You get two baskets, and you fill up all the shit in your basket, and you have her fill all the shit that you like in her basket, and you're training her. Everything, like, you're not trying, you're just training. You must train every woman to your specifications, not the next man. Because like he said, a lot of these guys ain't training. They just fucking. But when you train them, they're more loyal to you.
And they ain't doing that right either.
Right.
They ain't doing that right either. Just Steve, let me just say this real quick.
No, you got it.
Just because a woman fucked some dudes doesn't mean it was good fucking, quality fucking. Yep. He didn't teach her nothing. He took from her.
Yeah.
All he did was take from her.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. I don't ever want to take from a woman, but she naturally wants to give to me.
Right.
See, I don't want to take from you, because real talk, I don't need nothing from you.
Right.
I don't need anything from you. I'm a full man. I don't need shit from you.
Right. But they love to give.
So naturally, though, we want to give to each other. See, there's a difference between wanting to extract from you or that we want to give to one another. But there's roles in the relationship. I'm the lead. You're second. And so as long as we're running it that way and we're both settling into our roles and we're both giving value to one another,
mm-hmm.
that will be a successful relationship, whether it's 6 months, 6 years, or 60 years.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it all comes down to how valuable the connection is.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking to extract and to get from a woman, you're bound to have constant and continual problems with women because you're just sucking from women.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between giving to a woman and then her giving to you versus me taking from a woman and her taking from me.
Yeah, and that's why, again, I was telling before about to bring you in, that's why we talk about elevating and educating. That's one thing you understand. They're more loyal to you when they learn new things about themselves through you versus you just giving them a wet spot on the bed and they moving on. They're not getting nothing out of it. And that's why they always come back home, because they might not like the fact that they're on a roster. They might not like the fact that they just get fucked, but they will always, like Lassie, bring their ass back home. Because at least they're getting the education out of that with us. So 714, sorry for the long wait, sir. What's your question, sir?
Yeah, my name's Zeb. You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to make a statement. And bottom line is this. I'll synthesize everything you guys have been talking about. The greatest actor in the world, whoever that is, De Niro, whatever, name your greatest actor. They cannot fake confidence, okay? Nobody can fake confidence. I don't care who you are. The greatest Academy Award winner cannot fake confidence. Now, to be around women and to be really confident, obviously you can't fake that. So if you can't fake that, and you can't fake it until you make it, the reality then becomes that you have to become as successful as you can be at whatever it is. And hopefully with that comes wealth and whatever. And then when you reach that peak level, like if you're the one of the best in the world at something, or the one of the top 100 in the world at something, if you reach that level, you automatically get any woman onto your program. She will suck your dick. Like, in other words, am I right or wrong about that? So it's all about staying on your business.
Sir, you're absolutely, totally wrong. Can you please stop mimicking other men? Law, that's judgment number 4. All that purpose shit is bullshit, okay? Number 2, all this confidence and faking and all this other shit. Whatever happened, let me ask you a question. Can you count to 5 for me? Just count to 5. Just count to 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Count 5 backwards real quick.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How about 199, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 90, 89, 88, 87? What are you trying to prove?
Well, if you shut the fuck up, I'll tell you what I'm trying to prove, sir. what I'm trying to prove, sir, is that all that shit you're saying is bullshit. Because if you fucking train and rehearse, you didn't know your fucking numbers when you were a fucking kid. And when you sat your ass down and learned the numbers and learned the meaning of the number and learned what the number meant, that gave you confidence enough to count to fucking five without stuttering, without making excuses or being a bitch. You just did it. And all that shit you saying, man, is why you guys ain't fucking, because everything you saying is outside of yourself, man. Everything you saying, your job is outside of you, dog. That ain't your job. How's your job going to help you text a woman? You explain that to me. All that you say, that 100 shit of whatever you want to get. How the fuck?
Oh, you know, let me tell you how. Well, you know why? Because I'm one of the number one filmmakers in electronic dance music, making videos, bro. That's how.
Okay, bro. Okay.
And at 63 years old, I can still pick up 24-year-olds and fuck them. So I'm a famous filmmaker. That's how I do it.
Okay, sir. Let me say this right there.
What's your claim to fame?
Wait, sir. Can you just shut the fuck up, please? I don't care if you're Jock fucking Cousteau. Your voice tells me you are a bitch. You're bitter. I won't call you old, but you just ain't got no game, man. You're telling me about what you do. Fuck what you do for a living. Because I could be in a cardboard fucking box and run circles around your bitch ass. So fuck your films. How about that? Now I'll let E talk to you because I'm done talking to your cake fucking ass. Go ahead.
It's
talk to that.
What I do. Meanwhile, you're on a YouTube channel with...
Wait. You're right on a YouTube channel that you're calling into, though. So who's the... So wait, what are you talking about? You're calling into the show, bitch. You're talking about us. I don't know you, and I'm not watching you, and I'm not calling you. You're calling us. And matter of fact, E, this sounds like the same bitch that called us Sunday. So you must be infatuated with this motherfucker. Go ahead, E, talk to this cake-ass motherfucker, man.
Were you raised by single mommies? I know EO was. EO, you're single mommy raised, weren't you?
Dude, don't be disrespectful. Hold on, wait a second. Wait, listen. 714, listen.
Now, this dude is drunk, man.
I know
he's
drunk.
Just hang up.
All right. Yeah. All right. Wait, hey, 714, I want to say
one
thing.
Hey,
you're not even worthy of talking to.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I apologize. But, guys, see, this is what we're trying to say, guys. Everywhere you go, I just want to tell y'all guys something. We've got two more calls. But I would say, everywhere you guys go, you got to be careful about the false prophets and people trying to pull you away from yourself by giving you a bunch of bullshit. Everything E and I are teaching you is all internal. We don't give a fuck about your job, how tall you are, how tall your fuck or long your dick is, and all the other shit you always tell us. We care about how you think, okay? E, you can have 571. You got it, brother.
All right, so let me say this real quick, okay? I want every caller to know this, every future caller, and every caller that's going to call in for remaining, whatever, 9-11 minutes. And every question that you ask, and everything you say is a direct reflection of your life experience. So when you hear somebody calling and say, it doesn't work that way, you got... Okay, when you hear somebody call in and do that, he's just basically telling you, I'm unable to achieve the desired results I have. Therefore, let me tell you about it. Let me vent about it. Which is why if you listen to Steve and I, we're like, we don't give a fuck about a bitch because we can replace her. Like our life is dope and smooth and running. So if you're not here, it's fine. If you're here, it's fine.
Yeah.
So no matter what. So we're always telling you what our life experience is.
Yes.
So remember this, when you listen to content creators, all your favorite content creators, whatever they say, they're basically describing to you what their reality is like.
Yes.
Do you want to buy into that reality?
It's on you. All right, well, we got two calls.
Yeah.
571 and 862. 571, what's your question, sir? What's up?
What's up, y'all? I appreciate everything y'all are doing. Quick question. So I set up the second date. We had a date last week, you know, meet up, got drinks. This time around, I set it up for Wednesday, and she asked, could we get her furniture and bring it to her apartment and hang out there and then hang out after that? So I told her we'll talk about it tonight, but she's going to call me later tonight. But I'm not about to just, you know, be that type of dude. Like, I want to get y'all perspective on
it. Hey, man, she sees a hey, caller, check this out, bro. Don't get mad at us, but she sees a mark. She sees a mark, bro. So what I would say is, like, no, I don't move furniture, but we can get together afterwards.
Buddy, hey, my brother.
Yeah. She, you know, like, what you just say is not – I hire movers when I move, and so if I don't move my own shit, I definitely ain't moving your shit.
Now,
I don't move my own shit because
right.
I ain't trying to do all that. I pay for that service,
right.
So if I don't move my own shit, I definitely ain't moving your little raggedy ass couch. So nah, I ain't gonna do that.
571. The fact that she asked you is totally disrespectful. She sees you as a mark because she would never ask E or I that question. She would, you know what she would ask us. She would say, I just moved in. Can we break it in? Can we break in the bed? Can we break in the living room? Can we break in the bathroom or the kitchen and just fuck me all over the place and mark your territory? They will never ask us to move shit, man. That's what they
she
do.
She would be embarrassed to ask
yeah.
you to move because, you know, women's shit is raggedy anyway. Like, legs are on wrong on the couch. Like, the legs are off on. Because, you know, they ain't got no real man around to show them how to do shit. So the truth is a woman would be embarrassed to ask a man she really likes that question. But if she's like lukewarm about you, she kind of on the fence, she could take it or leave it. That's when they start throwing out these little curveballs like, hey, can you pick me up some lunch? Hey, can you move a refrigerator up 3 flights of stairs for me? And then you look, here comes the simp. Yeah, I could do that for you. Yeah. Yeah, no problem. I got straps in the car right now. I got straps in the car. I could do it. I got straps in the car.
I don't have my cape with me. But y'all motherfuckers be telling y'all capes up, man, bro. Hey, bro. This is what you want to do. You just say, la. Before you move, let's talk about sucking and fucking, okay? Because I need to do something. But if you want to get someone to move, call one of your sucker friends, but don't ever disrespect me like that. That's disrespectful. Don't ever ask me to move for you because what do I get out of it but sweat? What am I getting out of this? You see what I'm saying, caller? Remember.
Pussy ain't shit.
Yeah, pussy.
just know pussy ain't shit because that's automatic.
Right,
that's delivered in a champion in a king's life. That's delivered, bro, on a silver platter that she's delivered. So getting pussy to get a fucking to fucking bring a big ass dresser, 500-pound dresser with some straps. Hell no, bro. You a sucker if you do that shit. Don't ever move a bitch's, bro. Never. I don't give a fuck who she is. Not even a girl that you in a relationship with, bro. I would if SNO were to ask me, hey, can you help me move? I would have said, nope. You better hire a mover for that. I am not helping you move shit. You know why? I don't even hire movers. Or excuse me, I don't move my own shit. Now, I'm talking a major move. Like, if I'm moving, bro, I make money. I'm paying for that service. I am not doing nothing. I'm calling the shots while I have somebody else do it and I patronize their business. So if I'm not doing it for me, I definitely ain't doing it for her.
Yeah, caller, remember, marks move, men fuck. Okay? That's just remember that. Hey, dog. Only thing that's going to be moving is her grabbing the laundry basket and moving that motherfucking laundry room, or her moving the dish out of the sink into the dishwasher, or a sock off the floor. That's all the movement that's going, unless she's going to move to another position, but that's all the movement, E.
I wish a motherfucker would ask me to put a bed together or some shit.
I can't.
I ain't putting your motherfucking bed together, bitch.
I got you covered.
Fuck that.
Ooh, let me build it. Let me build
do nothing for women, man. Like, I mean, I'm nothing. Like, what I mean by that is I'm not doing any of that shit. Now, if you're my wife, I'm running the shots. If you're my girl, I'm running shots. So I'm the one picking out beds. I'm getting it put together. I'm doing that. But anything for you? Fuck out of here. I ain't doing shit for you.
Hey, 571, you can be like this. Fixing a bed for E. Boy, he's really going to fuck in this bed tonight. Man, I gotta make sure tonight.
Hey. All right.
Right. And she's like, can you type that up for me? I got somebody coming over tonight. I mean.
Hey, so can I ask another question? Because I get everything y'all are saying. Like, I've been watching y'all for a minute. And everything y'all talking about. And that's why I wanted to call in to make sure I don't do some dumb shit, right? So basically, that's why I told her to call me tonight, right? So she's going to call me tonight. I'm going to tell her, like, nah, like, I don't do that. Like, what's in it for me? Like, when y'all said what's in it for me, and it's more than just hitting. So I was going to, like, flip it and be like, I need you to do some stuff in my crib then, blah, 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 blah. But
too late. Too late. You can't negotiate that shit.
Yeah.
If you got to negotiate it, it's too late. Mm-hmm. So you should have said it. See, with this one, you already fucked up.
Yeah.
So with a new chick, if a woman were to ask you shit like that, you got to know right now she don't like you that much.
Yeah.
Anytime a girl's asking you to do anything extra, she sees you as a mark. She's not that attracted to you. Okay? You got to know this, and you got to get out of your ego. So anytime a girl is asking you to do anything extra, she don't like you like that. Because trust me, a girl that likes you a lot, she fears losing you. She don't want to make you mad at her. You think she's going to ask a dude that, like, she could barely see? She could barely get this guy's time talking about, hey, champ, do you think you could help me move a bed? He like, hell no, I can't. I don't even see you. How the fuck am I going to help you move a bed? No, absolutely not. I think right now you just tell her, hey, listen, I'm not going to help you move. And I tell you what, once you get settled in and all that shit, just get at me and we'll do something.
Yeah, this is your time to only take a stand and learn from this thing. Again, if you talk to her, I would tell her, don't ever disrespect me like that again, because I find that hugely disrespectful that you want me to move while you're going to be fucking somebody else on that bed. Wait, let me see. You get to move, then you get to hang out with her. Oh, golly gee, what are y'all going to do? Just what? Hang out and you get to push her on a swing or something, or row the boat while she twirls the damn fucking umbrella? Man, uh-uh. Mm-mm. No. This is what you say. Listen. If you want to make it up, you come over here and suck my dick, and I'll think about it at that point. But the dumb thing I'm not going to do.
Hey, call her right now. Call her right now on the phone and just say, hey, I'm not going to be helping you move at all, so you need to find another dude to help you with that shit. And I'll tell you what, once you get settled in, come through. You ain't got to be mean to her or nothing like that.
Yeah.
You just got to let her know, hey, I'm not the dude for that shit. Find somebody else that's going to help you with that. Hey, I'm not a mover. You know, I'm sure you got another guy around. Have him do that shit. And then once you get settled in, have me over for dinner.
Yeah, we'll break the bed in together. And then I can tell you where the squeaks are so you can call that motherfucker back and put the oil in there. You see what I'm saying? I'm serious, man.
So when the first time we met, she used to the simp because she talked about, like, she got guy friends. So she used to that. And I'm like,
I know. Wait, she ain't used to a motherfucker.
She is. But if you were giving off that women could smell it, man.
I know.
Women could smell that dude. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's not going to do any of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't not even that guy. Don't even ask him. That's not going to say she ain't never going to try to resist shit tests. She's going to do a little bit of that because for her own egoic purposes. So women will still sometimes shit test a dude that is her number one. She has to do it. It's just a female thing. She's got to do it. But just to deal with herself, she has to try to test you sometimes just to deal with herself. Okay? It's not so much that about you, just to deal with herself. The fact that she has to surrender on almost everything, that fucks with a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That fucks with a woman. So I would just tell her, nah, hey, check this out. You asked me to move. I don't help any women move. That's not a benefit to me to help any woman move. That's not what I do. So get one of them other dudes to help you move. And once you get settled in, that's when we can get to.
And wait, hold on. Just let them know, because in 90 seconds, y'all, you want to call in 90 seconds. 201, we got you in 1 second. But no, what I want to say to you real quick, 571, is that, listen, some women, now again, when you're on the other side of the street, they will break shit just to have an excuse to you to come over there for them to fuck you, okay? But this is not the case for you. The case that's happening right now is that she sees you as you're great, you're wonderful, you're kind, you're thoughtful, you're caring, you're generous, and you're just a great guy. And you know what that says? Sucker. And that's why she's asking you to do that. Well, I'm not calling you a sucker. I'm just saying she sees you as a sucker.
That's right.
Because there's something that you did. Because you won't be able to see her butthole. That's over. You won't be able to get to look at her butthole. You'll miss it. Never get to see it. Because you're the good guy now. And the good guys get to move furniture. The good guys get to carry shit. The good guys get to hold the purses. The good guys get to drive around, buy her dinners, and pay her rent, and give her some side
chandeliers.
Yeah, chandeliers, and be a shoulder. I love you guys. I say be more good because there should be more good guys in this world. But what I'm saying to you, if you want to cross the street, get your motherfucking nuts out of her purse, reattach those motherfuckers, and tell her what it is, E.
Now, Aussie said something that I said earlier. It is too late. I said this earlier. It's over now,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
It is. I said that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. With this chick, it's a wrap, okay? So at best, you know, all you could do is say, hey, listen, get at me when you're ready to do what I want to do, and that's it. So that's where she's at. And I suggest maybe we finish the show with you calling her right now and just telling her what it is.
Yeah, we hang in there, 201. You'll be the last call. But are you going to call her for Big Dog? Are you going to call her, or are you too scared?
Hold on. Don't be mean to her, bro. This is not about being mean. What's her name?
Sexy. Her name's going to be Sexy. Her new name is Sexy. So, hey,
what is her name, though, for real? What is her name?
C.
Not her full name. What is it?
C.
C?
Yeah,
like the letter C.
Oh, C. Okay, C. Okay.
C? All right.
Okay, C as in Charlie.
All right, so say, hey, C, check this out. You're going to have to find one of them. You know, you're going to have one of your other dudes help you do that move thing because I don't help people move like that. And so what I need you to do is once you get settled in, you get situated, let me know when you want to have me over for some meatloaf and mac and cheese.
Or E, you can say what you're saying and say, I got a way you can make it up to me by coming over tonight and sucking my dick.
She ain't going to do it. Here's the thing, she don't like him like that. So she ain't going to do it.
Right,
but he could do it, but she don't like him like
that. Right. I'm just saying
he got
nothing. You see, sir, you have nothing to lose, but you're going to have to break this good guy mask
That's
that
true.
You have on. The reason I'm saying this to him, E, is because he's going to do the same thing, the same pattern to the next woman, I think, and he's going to miss it. It's time to break the chain.
Please don't do this again. You showed this woman and probably all women something where they see weakness. It could even be how you look at them. Real talk. You guys see, you know, when dudes come to our channel talking about you don't need a coach. You don't need a coach. Like, dude, I can look at a dude and say, I could tell by that big-ass, cheesy-ass grin when a woman comes around and how you switch up. How you switch up, you talk different, you get all accommodating.
Yeah.
You know, you change the – fuck that bullshit, bro. You don't – that's why that Steven Spielberg wannabe motherfucker that just called in last, this dude's talking about he films and he's a director and all this shit. But if he were to listen to what the fuck he said, this motherfucker's throwing out the laying out the red carpet and throwing on rose petals for these hoes.
Right.
Real talk, because he's saying that you can't fake confidence with bitches. But why the fuck do you need big confidence around an ain't shit bitch?
Right. So, Carla, you ready to do this, man?
Yeah.
All right. Look, though, you have nothing to lose. I mean, look, you want to see her butthole, right? Right.
Yo, y'all funny, man.
I'm trying to calm you down a little bit, but I'm just saying, man.
Right, nah.
Look, man, you ain't got nothing to lose, man. Look, man, look, you've been trying to smash. You already fucked up. You're in the friend zone. So just be nice to her, but be fun.
Put her in the friend zone, bro. Put her in the friend zone now.
Yeah.
Put her in that. She puts you in and go ahead and put her in and say, hey, check this out, C. I'm not going to be helping you move. I don't help nobody move. I'm not a mover.
Yeah.
I don't do that shit. And say, so find another, you know, I'm sure you got other dudes in the rotation that'll help you with that. But I'll tell you what, though, once you get settled in and all that, hit me up because I want you to make me homemade mac and cheese and meatloaf.
Yes. And then we can move furniture afterwards or something because I 571, hang in there, 201. I want
we can break furniture.
Yeah. I want, yeah. Call her. Listen, bro. I want you to get a feeling how it feels to talk that yak, baby. Come on, man. You ain't got nothing to lose. Hey, look.
Hey, this is good practice. Call her right now, bro.
Yeah, go ahead, call her, big dog. We there. Hey, now you got 10 seconds now because we got another call. So, 10 seconds.
Hey, I'm going to call for real. So, I'm about to call. I told her to call me around 7 or 8, but I'm gonna just call her. And
call her,
y'all stand online.
Yeah, be smooth with it, man. Hey, talk that yak, man. Say, man, you know what? Last night when I saw you in those tight spandex, man, you had a nice fat ass. Damn, that ass fat. Talk that shit.
So you've been wearing them for like 5 days.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing. Anyway, yeah, call her up, bro. Just be cool about it, but let her know I ain't no mover, baby girl. You're gonna have to find somebody else for that. But what I want you to do though is when you get settled in, have me over, and I want you to make some homemade mac and cheese and meatloaf. And then we're gonna get it in. We're gonna do some stuff.
All right, give me 1 second. All right.
All right, breathe, brother. Hey, and 201, we got you next.
20
man.
Seconds.
Yeah, 20 seconds. Hey, 201, we got you next, brother. Just hang in, take tight, 201. Let's see. 15, 13, 4, 3.
Hey, hello? Hello? Now this for y'all. Hold up. I saw you counting, Steve. She didn't answer the phone. But I did call.
Wait. You had a voicemail, right? Right? Okay, this is what we want you to do. We want you to nut the fuck up.
That shit's full. That shit's full. She ain't got no voicemail.
Well, we about to find out. We about to fucking find out. You call, and when they say you have reached 555-55, then you click it over, and when you hear that beep, you tell her what the deal is. Don't run from this.
Can y'all keep me on the phone after the next caller? I call her back.
Oh, okay, wait. Okay, we'll let you run. Right, we're good to bring the next caller. You just, hey, just relax. Just take it. Sit down. Sit down. Grab a beer.
Do
and shit. Relax.
Stay on.
Yeah,
do
no, you stay
up?
Right there. Hey, no. Don't hang up because you can't get back in. Just stay right there. Let's bring in this other call real quick while you relax real quick. 201. We'll get you right, 751. 201. What's your question, brother? What's up?
You know,
yes, sir. How can we help?
You by surprise. I had two questions. Right?
Sure. Hey, can you get off the speakerphone, sir? You get off the speakerphone because we can't. You sound like you're in the bathroom.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on, give me a second.
Sorry for the wait.
Hello.
Sir. So you got. Yes, you're good, sir. Go ahead.
It's fine now.
Yes,
right,
sir.
So
you're good,
first
sir.
Question, right? I was at a New Year's party with my chick, and I wanted your guys' opinion, like what it means exactly if she. Lets me I'm with a friend and she tells me, hey, come kiss her, make out with her, she obviously, like, her friend seems like she's like she was into me, and she tells me to go kiss her and do this and that, but then when I do it, right, the next day it's like a whole problem, this and that. So I don't know, like, do you think that she kind of, look, I guess the whole question is, do you think that she kind of wants, is aiming for a threesome, or do you think that she's just interested? All right.
I got the answer for you.
Like, what?
Why
was,
are
like,
you taking instructions
she, like,
from a bitch?
What was that?
That's where you fucked up, bro. You never take a bitch's instructions ever in your life, no matter what. I don't care if she says
no. But here's the thing. She's putting
right now. You don't take a woman's instructions, bro.
She's putting her face right, like her friend is putting her face right by my face, and like she's like getting super close to her. Then she's like, oh, go kiss her.
They were playing with you, bro. She don't even care about you. She don't even like you like that, bro. Real talk, she don't like you.
Well,
and now she just wants to punish you just for fun. She just wants to punish you for fun, but she don't really like you.
Wait, sir. What did she say to you?
I could disagree with that, sir.
What did she say to you the next day when she was upset? What did she say? What did she say to you?
She said, "Oh, it was a test. You shouldn't have done it. I didn't think that you were gonna do it." She's like, "Oh, I really don't care."
She's right.
She's like, "I'm not a jealous type of person. I just wanted to have fun."
She's right because she said, "I told you to do something." And like a soft man, you went and did that shit.
Yep. And then
it'd be one thing if you kissed that broad on your own terms right in front of your girl. different conversation today. She's still mad, maybe. She still feels mad, disrespected, but you did what you wanted to do because you wanted to do it. But the fact that she led you to that and you followed her instructions, she don't really care that much about the fact that you kissed the girl. She what she really cares about is that you were a bitch, and I'm not calling you a bitch, so don't take it that way. I'm saying what you did by following her instructions, you showed her that you're a bitch.
Right. It was kind of more like when she leaned in, like her friend was leaning in because she was like, giving heavy choosing signals. You get me? So then while she was there, she said, "Oh, it's okay. Kiss
it. Doesn't matter."
Why are you telling us the story that we don't give a fuck about? What does that got to do with anything?
No, I just wanted to kind of see if she was trying to aim for a three.
Well, no. You know what?
I can tell you she's interested. She's bought me a lot of things. She's bought me
a threesome with a man. She wants one with a man. She doesn't want one with you.
Right.
Because you can't even lead her. See, women want to see men fuck other women, not males. And you're a male, man. Not a male man, but a male that is a man.
Let's go back to the Mac.
All right, but why would she tell me to dance with her? That it's okay to kiss her.
You're showing some inexperience, bro. Jesus. Never ever listen to what a woman tells you to do. Never. It is always what you want to do, no matter what, bro. She'll lead your ass off a cliff, bro. She'd be like, "Hey, do me a favor. Go off that cliff right there. Don't jump off that motherfucker right now." Like, never do what a chick tells you to do.
Wait, so let me...
Every time you do what a woman wants you to do, she's losing respect for you.
Yeah, wait.
Just know that right now. She's losing respect for you.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. So you said because she told you to do it, you did it, right? Right?
I guess so, yeah.
So she told you to suck a dick, you'll do that too, wouldn't you? No, seriously, like...
Not at all. Not at all.
No, but wait a second. But you said if she told you to do it, you'd do it then, right? Right?
But here's the thing. Her friend is leaning in. She's giving me the look.
So
she's trying to
leaning towards your mouth, and she said, suck
it. So it was an awkward situation. So she's like, you know what? It's okay. She told me like this. She was like, it's okay. Go ahead and kiss her. Like, it's
okay,
right?
We ended up doing it twice. Okay, right, but what is your question? What is your question, brother?
All right, so my question is what is her goal? Like, why is she letting this happen?
Why do you care? How long have you been in a relationship with this woman?
About 8 months. 8 months.
You letting a motherfucking woman, as you know, you don't even know for 8 months, try to tell you what the fuck to do, dog?
She's telling me to kiss. I always tell her I'm open with her.
How open are you? I want to make sure I got this right. You want a threesome? Do you want a threesome with her? I'm gonna ask you again. Are you sure you want a threesome with her?
Yes.
Are you sure than anything? Are you positive that you want this, right?
Absolutely positive. I want a threesome with her, yeah, and her friend.
Hey,
yeah.
Then click over the phone right now, call her, and tell her I want you, me, and your friend. I want to watch you eat your friend's pussy. Go ahead and call her right now.
She's at the strip club right now, so can't.
I'm going to wish. No, go ahead, call her. You got a voicemail. Go ahead, call her.
She's at the strip club. She's working.
Hold on. No judgment.
Yeah.
But you kiss another bitch. You kiss another bitch, and she's a stripper, right? She a stripper?
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay. Yeah.
What?
Okay. Well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Uh huh.
It's not that there's anything wrong with that. It's not that there's anything wrong with you fucking a stripper, but you actually made a stripper your girl. Is she giving you money?
Yeah.
Sure.
Not cold hard cash, but she does buy me shit. She got me like a whole thousand dollars.
She in love with a stripper.
Wait, let me finish, guys. She doesn't give me cold hard cash, but she gave me this whole dollar, like a $1,000 chain. She got me a freaking some gold ring. She buys me a lot of shit.
Man, okay, I'm gonna tell you right now, that gold chain
she
got off another dude.
Trying to make it. What
brother,
am I supposed to
do? Listen, that gold, you know how many women have given me jewelry and I knew that the jewelry belonged to another dude?
Oh, he's a great.
Oh, that's because you're the champion, but
I had
you know,
bitches
I'm not
give me fucking,
I'm not there yet, you feel me?
I'm jewelry, Cartier jewelry, and I already knew that that belonged to another motherfucker, bro. She didn't pay for that
what's
shit. Women ain't giving you nothing they pay for, bro. Until she's breaking you off.
No.
She didn't pay for that
no.
shit.
Dog, you understand.
No.
You understand you're a bitch, right? You're her bitch. I'm
yeah,
going to call you a bitch.
Man, this
yeah.
guy right here,
yeah,
this guy right here is a bitch because yeah. he followed her fucking advice.
Oh,
now, you
man.
Call that bitch up and say, listen, all we can do right now moving forward is do threesomes. That's all that's on the menu.
But he ain't got the balls to do that. Because if you had the balls to do it...
Because she's already tripping on you, which means she don't respect you. So just know that that motherfucking situation is over. So you just let her know right now, hey, listen, all that talking about what happened the other night, save that shit. I don't even want to hear none of that shit. All that's on the menu for me and you is that I fuck you and your girl. That's all that's on the menu moving forward. Now call her up and tell her that shit.
Hey, call her. I just want to know how it feels.
Yo, listen.
Wait, call her. I want to know how it feels knowing, like, right about now... She's in the VIP with another woman kissing and eating her pussy right now in front of a dude throwing her 20. How does that feel right now, knowing that she's probably doing that right now? And but you can't get that. So what do you think it is? It's you.
Wait.
No,
I don't give a fuck.
Right now, wait. Hey, the other woman just saw her butthole. You didn't. She's in the VIP. Some old man's flipping her up. There's another 10 that fell on the floor. She's licking that pussy now, and you at home calling us.
I don't really care, but she does have a fat ass, so.
No. Oh, of course, all right.
Damn.
Like, right.
Call her up right now and tell her, hey, listen, I know you ain't gonna do it, bro. So just call her up right now and say, hey, listen, save all
bro,
that
she's
arguing.
She's not gonna pick up. She's at the strip.
I would do it.
Get
your balls back and tell her, listen, save all that attitude for another motherfucker. I ain't hearing nothing about the other night moving forward. And the real talk, all that's on the menu right now is me fucking you and your friend. That's all that's on the menu.
And you know, caller, sometimes in life that things are hard and tough. And I understand that sometimes when the pressure is hard and tough on us, we make things up. And sometimes we think that we have women that are strippers. And sometimes we think, hey, when I was a little kid, I used to draw dinosaurs and army men and all that stuff. I used to use my imagination, too. So why don't you tell your imaginary stripper friend with the fat ass that, you know what, bring the magic beans so we can build that in the back. We can put the beans in the back of the house and build a pussy stork so we can climb it because there's a goose up there that lays pussy eggs, man. It's
look,
amazing.
Guys, I have good news for you. I have good news for you. This might happen because they're about to be roommates. Once they're roommates, I'm making my move. Also, while this happened, everything was on their terms, bro.
Everything on their terms, man. Once they move in together.
I live too far. Logistically, it's just not, like, logistically, you get me? Like, I have to wait. Like for this best to happen, I got to wait for her to move in. Since that's where I'm going to make my move.
Hey, right now, he just unzipped his pants and took it out, and she's about to suck it while she's getting eaten from the back. Oh, man, it's going, man.
Man, I had a bitch drive from almost Springfield, Illinois, that was a stripper in my early 20s. She drove approximately 3 hours to come see me, bro. And she was a stripper. You're telling me you can't get her to fucking drive her car to your ass?
She don't have a car.
Damn.
One of her motherfucking regulars
at the bar better loan her a ride.
Yeah,
one of them regulars that goes and wets his pants from her sorry ass dry fucking him. She needs to go get a car off that motherfucker and put her bitch ass friend in the car and come to your crib.
Gentlemen, say
Yo,
no to drugs.
I can't do that either because she doesn't have any regulars. Cause
oh,
I
understand.
Instagram, her Facebook.
She don't have any regulars. Like, dude, you're delusional, bro.
No.
Every
well,
stripper
not,
got.
Not on the phone. Look. I could tell you this. There's no one on the phone. Like, there's this. Like, she doesn't have. She's not texting anybody on the phone.
I got access
to all that.
How you know she's at a strip club right now?
Because I know. I told her, send me shit. I told her to send me what you're wearing.
She only brings the phone around you. That's she has more than one phone. You think she only got one phone?
Yes, sir. She only got one phone.
Hey.
Hey, we got to hang up, bro. This guy got a lot to learn.
Nah, but straight up.
She was going to the slumber party and shit and going to suck some dick when she was small. So, yeah, dog. You fell for the okie doke, dog. You're a bitch, dog. You're a bitch. But don't. Hey, look.
I mean,
look.
Wait. But how does that make me her bitch? Is she giving?
No. I think after
I'm playing the game.
I think after he gets up fucking her, I think it's an admirable thing that you wash her clothes, clean out his nuts and his nut shots and all his buck shots on her. You clean her off nice, get her nice, and send her back out to the next guy. You're a good guy, man.
Hey, that chain she gave you was around another motherfucker's neck. Just know that.
Nah, I was at the store when she got it. I was at the store when she bought it.
With somebody else's money.
Well,
yeah. He like.
I still got the chain, though.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up.
I'm still shining.
Go clean it up and shit, you know, and rock it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Keep that shit, but from now on, make her give you money, bro.
I'm not attached to her, so right now I'm not attached to her. I was.
But the benefits
is kind of like, you know what, might as well. But right now, like, I'm about to.
No, wait. Is it your place or her place?
Well, I have my own place, and she comes here, it's on and off. When she drives here, she stays here a week.
Mark, 8 months and she moved into the sucker house.
You said she stayed there a week at a time. Is that what you said?
Yeah, a week at a time, and she's gone for like.
How much of the rent does she pay?
She's paying it with pussy.
If you say nothing, bro, I gotta hang up the phone. If you say
she's paying it with pussy.
All right, call her. How much does it cost, and do they have any other flavors of it? How much does it cost? How much does it cost, caller?
What cost?
Gooseberry crunch you're telling us right now. Are you making a bunch of excuses? Where can I buy a box of this gooseberry crunch? Where can I buy the box at? Because you bullshit, motherfucker. You lying, man.
Damn.
Well, how am I lying? With what, man? No. Hold on. Where am I lying at?
All right,
I'm not lying with anything.
Why don't you call a friend? Hey, why don't you call a friend and tell her come and fuck? Call a friend up.
Her friend? I don't have a friend's number. I don't follow
her.
Call
the girl and get her number. Hey, look. 8 months and she's moving into your place. She got you. You the mark, dog. Look. I don't know about E, but I appreciate guys like you. Dude, this shit gets me teary-eyed because I find it very admirable of you housing these motherfuckers after we get done fucking. I think that's admirable of him. They need a
real talk. Getting ass from a bitch don't mean nothing, man.
She's giving
that away, bro.
I mean, it's a fat ass, though, so.
Hey, right. But, hey,
trust me, you won't find that type of ass.
But that's where you're at.
And that fat ass who moved in your place.
Look, I'll
call her up. Give me her number. I'll call her.
No, because you're losing in, dog. We don't want to have. We'll be crying.
Spanish. I hope you know how to speak. I know how to speak Spanish.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Bien, ¿y tú? Gracias.
Hey, bro. You know how you can, from now on, make her break you off some cash to stay there for a week, bro. She should not be staying there without giving you any money, man.
See? See.
All right. But here's the thing. I don't know how to transition to that since I'm already letting her stripping. I just can't just go
if
in
you,
and say,
you,
hey,
you
I want
say,
you to start.
Because
that
should have
been from the start.
A month.
It's too late. It's too late for that.
It ain't too late. Well, it is too late, but it's never too late to just say what the fuck you want. Never in life.
Hey,
never.
It's not going to get me anywhere.
This is the shit that you pulled. Hey, listen, let me give you the game, bro. Let me give you the game. Next time you talk to her, say, hey, what's up, baby girl? Check this out. We got no rules right now because the other day you acted a straight-up fool when I was getting ready to fuck your friend. So now that you acted a fool, we got new rules to this relationship. So from now on, I fuck you and your girl, and you give me $600 a month.
When'd you tell her you love her? When'd you tell her you love her? Was it month three? Did you tell her you loved her in month two?
Here's the thing, bro. Like, I don't even ask her for shit, and she gives me shit. She tells me shit. Like,
love is a beautiful thing.
So that's the thing. That's the thing where I can't, like, I don't. I feel some type of way. She gives me shit without me telling her. So me telling her, hey, give me $600 a month, it's gonna make me look like a sucker. Like, I don't know. It's gonna make me look like, yo. Because it's kind of like she gives me shit without me telling her, right?
But you love her.
She told me, oh, I'm gonna buy you this flat screen. She
you love
like,
her.
Like, what?
Bro, no, it doesn't. Hey, first of all, it doesn't make you look like anything but a man that says, well, there's no rules to this shit. It's just new rules. When you come stay with me for days on end and just fill up in that crib, you're going to drop me $500, 600 bones. And just say, hey, listen, tell her, hey, this ain't nothing unique to you. Any bitch that stays with me like you do got to break me off cash.
Let me see if we can find. Let me see if I can.
See, when you make it about her, then it's whack. But when you make it about a principle that when bitches fuck with me, they have to give me cash.
Yeah, I think I'm a caller.
I think
I made a few phone calls, buddy, and I think I'm going to find the footage of what's going on right now with your girl. I'm trying to find it right now. There's something going on with your girl right now, and I think you need to know because we care. I don't want you thinking. Yeah, I think we got the footage. I'm trying to find the footage right now.
She's a thought mommy, bro. I know. She's a thought mommy.
Right. But so right now she's swinging on a pole right now. That's what you're saying? She's stripping right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when did she come out after she fucked the first, second, the third guy? When did she take the break to come home to lay in your bed? And roll around all that nut and soot in your bed. When does that happen?
He says,
like a week and a half, or a week and a half, 2 weeks. I mean, like next week, she should be coming home.
Do you lick it off of her, or do you just like let her?
No. I just fuck it.
But she's living with you, so you're the cuck. You're in a cuck situation, right? You do understand?
I'm not there. She tells me she don't do it. So you believe these women.
Especially the stripper, bro. They're masters of deception, man. They are, man.
And when the ass is good enough, though, I just brainwash myself.
You fucking raw?
Hey, no rubber, dog. No rubber, right, dog?
Hey, you fucking raw, and don't lie.
Hitting it raw, ain't you?
I got her on birth control, so
She's doing something. Let me show you what she's doing. I think I finally got the footage, man, of what she's doing, man. And I didn't mean to spy. It's just that I just got a phone call. Wait, say hello. You there? Oh, okay. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, you about to? Wait, no, not you. Tell my boy. Really?
Yeah.
With the stripper. Wait, no. I'm talking to a man right now. Oh, man,
no,
really? All right, hey, look, you go hold the video up. Okay, look, hey, my boy who's about to fuck your girl has the camera on the thing, and he wants to give a shot of what he's doing right now. wild with your girl right now. So I didn't want to let you know, though. She really on that pole.
You too, Chef.
Hey, he gonna fix your furniture next week.
Hey, right. And hey, he probably tell her every day, hey, make sure you give him that chain that we found. That remember that chain? Pull that shit out the shoebox and give him that shit. Yeah.
Man, stop playing with me, bro. She got that in my face.
Hey,
we
hey, real talk.
She dropped the whole rack. She dropped the whole rack in my face for that. Fuck.
Yeah, he long stroking that shit, dog. He just like, yeah, we
might as well. Fuck yeah.
Hey, listen, please be careful. Don't nut in that bitch. Don't nut in her, bro. How many kids does she have?
3. 19. One of them is 19. Two of them are 6. Two of them are twins, bro.
What?
One of them is 19,
boy,
and two of them are twins.
Damn.
No, but the other two kids, right, her father's taking care of them at another country, so I ain't got to worry about any kids. I don't got to worry about none of that.
A sucker for some pussy.
Sucker? How am I sucker? I'm not paying for shit. I'm not spending, I'm not dropping a dime on that bitch.
And I am a sucker, because I'm a sucker. Hey man, hey, what I want you to do is get some money off that hoe.
He ain't doing. He paying her to stay. You washing the dishes.
Just
right
say,
now.
Hey, listen. From now, say, listen. We got new rules, baby girl. Ain't nothing you can't handle.
Oh wait, guys.
Listen,
guys.
From now on, hey caller, listen, bro. I'm giving you the game. Just tell her, right. Hey, baby girl, check this out. We got some new rules. So check it out. From now on, every other time you come and stay up in this crib for 5 days. You got to bring your girl with you, and I'm going to fuck both of y'all for 5.
He ain't got the balls to
and
say
the
that.
Second thing that's going to happen is both of y'all got to team up and break me off a total of $500.
He like, where you
so
been?
So 250, 250, or just 500 from one of y'all. I don't care where it comes from, but I need $500 from both of y'all to be up in here.
And he going to be like, where you been? I was on the phone with the guy. Who you sleeping with? I'm tired of this.
Oh, man.
I
have a question for Steve. Yo, Steve, am I really a sucker if I'm not dropping a dime on her and I'm getting easy pussy?
Okay.
She comes over, fuck like a maniac. She cooks, cleans for me. Am I really a sucker? And
No, you're not a sucker.
Now, here's the drawback. Like, I feel, yo, everything has a cost. Everything has a cost. All right, look, cook, clean. Get me shit. All she does, all right, she might be doing something at the strip club. I don't know. But, hey, benefits, right?
You think?
Am I really a sucker? I'm not dropping anything. I'm not wasting money on her.
You're letting her live with you after 8 motherfucking months. That's sucker behavior, sir. 8 months and she's already moved. Ooh, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you like that.
Look. It's not really 8 months. It's more like 3 because a lot of that time it was long distance. Then
she
came
got
to the
a place
US.
To stay? Right. Exactly.
Right.
See, in order for her to be closer to E, she needs a place to stay so she can travel to see E and everything.
But She doesn't need a place. When she's stripping, she got her own place. I'm in Jersey. She's in Connecticut. She strips at Connecticut. She has a place there with a cousin. She's gonna boom me with a friend that I'm trying to fuck.
She's gonna boom me with
a friend that I'm trying to fuck at Connecticut. I'm in Jersey, so she don't really need me.
Are you the cousin? What? Oh wait, you got to. Oh wait, hey dog. Hey, can you take your phone real quick? We got him live on the air. You put your phone and show us what cousins are doing right now. What are y'all cousins doing? Huh? Okay, tell what y'all cousins doing. Oh, what a cousin. Boy, what a cousin. Boy, you think she at home reading the book, huh? Huh?
Hey, caller, let me ask you something. I don't think that you're completely mismanaging this situation. I mean, you're getting some perks out this bitch, it sounds like. But why are you calling
your
girl? Why are you calling her your girl?
Wait, why am I what?
Like that's the problem I got with this. Like, this is my girl.
Okay.
And
I'll
then
answer
she's tripping
that. I'll
on me
that.
For being a man and shit.
Oh,
Like that, there's some problems
there. I'll answer that.
My question is, what, do you think she's just seeing you? I just want to see where the delusion is, if it's low, high, or not there. Do you think you're the only guy in her life?
All right, well.
Just say
two questions. You said why is she calling me? Why am I calling her girl, right? You want me to answer that first?
Yeah, go ahead and answer that.
All right. Well,
when she came
to see me, when we started out and everything, you know, I didn't know she was going to be doing this. So once I called her, then I was like, oh shit, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was already like, it was a lot of drama, but you know, that fat ass kept drawing me in. So now I'm here and she's still my girl, but she lied to me.
I appreciate
right?
your honesty,
like,
but
I knew from the beginning, if I knew from the beginning she was a stripper, I would not even pay attention to her. But the thing is that she's drawn me in, and then once I discovered it, I was already like two steps into that.
You sound like the girl in the relationship, bro. She hooked me, and then she told me the truth later, but now I already love her.
I think that's – look, I
– he wasn't honest with me, and then I fell for him. And then now he told me the truth that he's married, and now I got feelings for the motherfucker. That's what women say, bro.
I think it's beautiful.
Fine either, bro. Three kids, she ain't that
but
fine.
But the benefit.
How many teeth is she missing, bro? She's missing teeth in it, in the back, right? Or in the front or in the back?
Teeth?
Or both?
Teeth? You said teeth?
Yeah, teeth. She's missing some teeth. I know that. Teeth, yes.
No, she got braces. She's not missing teeth
in the back, and it. She can't be that fine, bro. I know she ain't that fine.
I know, bro. Hey, look, man. I commend
you.
I think it's very honorable, man. I really think I love.
I do like his honesty.
Yeah,
I love his honesty.
Yeah. But I love. I'm gonna tell you, I love guys like this because somebody's got to play the bitch, and I love. If I can give you a fruit basket, and I'm not joking. East Side Live, I'm serious. If I give you a fruit basket to say thank you for your duty. I appreciate you, dog, because I ain't doing it. And I appreciate your stepping up to the plate. You are an admirable guy. Allow her to live there as long as she wants, okay? And look, if she's going to Chicago and, like, saying she's going to pick up some chicken or something, don't get mad.
Hey, let her freeload. Let her freeload and chill. Dude, pussy ain't enough, man. You got to have these bitches working, bro. Breaking bread, working. Especially a stripper, bro. You should be fucking all her friends.
But champion. I didn't know she was stripping. And then I didn't.
Check this out. Let me give you some game of how to set new rules then. Check this out. Just be like, hey, I've been doing some thinking. Check this out. You know how in the beginning you didn't reveal what you did? It's not a problem what you do, but you didn't reveal it, right? Okay, so now on there's new rules, okay? Listen, man. You can do it. What's she going to say? No? I mean, what the fuck? So just say, hey, listen, there's new rules. Nothing you can't handle. You're a big girl. Check this out. From now on, when you come visit and stay with me for the week, it's fine. Just make sure that every other time you bring a girl for me to fuck. Okay, that's number one. Every other week, 1 week on with us, 1 week with me, you, and another chick. Okay, and then every month I need $500.
Holy
and just
shit.
Say it's not that this is not like special to you. Any chick that comes up in here and stays for weeks on end has to give me some money.
Mm-hmm. I'm leaving the stripper, dog. Hey, dog, man.
She knows me though too well to kind of flip my whole persona, you know. Like I don't know if I could pull it off because like she. Knows
I understand. Me. I understand that. I understand your dilemma and you're thinking it ain't gonna work, but I mean it comes down to two things. You ain't gonna marry this bitch, right?
Nah.
Sure. You sure?
You got her in the. She's moving into the house, dog. You got her in the house, dog. Go ahead. Look, it's convenient. For real, I believe you, dog. Cause I believe in you, right? Dog. And we all believe, hey, look, strippers are people too. And I think you're doing, I commend you. I don't know what everybody else talking about. I think you're doing an admirable thing. Some bitch, that bitch got to stay over somebody's house. She ain't staying in mine. It's just, I'm saying, man.
Shit, that Holiday Inn getting old,
yeah,
man. Holiday
shit old the buffer. Yeah,
no, 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 no. I know where she's going at night because she calls me every day at 1 in the morning.
I know she's yeah, she calls me every day.
Maybe in the VIP. Yeah. Maybe in the VIP, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the night, I know where she at.
Yeah.
And.
Fuck you. She got cheap ass fucking body spray on too, and it's cheap shit.
Fuck you.
Them strippers got some whack perfume on, bro. It's been a minute, but I'll be like, damn, that shit cost like $2, and it's from the dollar store. She got dollar. She got Dollar Tree body spray on.
And then she go to.
Hey, it don't matter. Them suckers like it, bro.
They
hey,
like that
don't
shit,
spend
though.
No money on no good shit at the strip club. Them suck ass motherfuckers like that dollar store shit.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, real talk though, I would introduce some new rules. Why not get some more out of this bitch and just be like, hey, listen, from now on when you come through, every other week you got to bring your girl with you because I'm ready to fuck some new hoes, and so I'll fuck you and I'm gonna fuck your friends.
Well, remember he got in trouble.
What's
though.
Wrong with that, bro? That's
trouble.
Some man shit.
Yeah, but he got in trouble. Remember,
listen, I told her, hey, while you're gone, don't mind me if I go fuck something else. I hope you don't mind because I need consistency. I got my needs. I told her straight up, and she's like, she's a little bothered by it, and she told me, all right, you gotta do what you gotta do. I understand. Blah blah blah. I told her that straight up, but I played that. But
hey,
I face
she
it,
been
but I face
doing
it.
What she got to do. Just know
just,
that right now. She got about three
I just
phones.
Can't go, look.
She got three
but
phones.
I, face it. I just can't go out. I can't just go out and like I don't know. Like I I'm kind of in the middle of. I'm in Central Jersey. I just can't go out. Like, the logistics are kind of shady. If I want to go fuck, I got a trick. Feel me? I got a trick. I'm not waiting.
Hey, never tell a bitch you got sexual knees, bro. That shit's soft as fuck.
No.
Please trust me on this. Never tell a chick, hey, I got needs. Because that just looks like you ain't got no sexual discipline.
I know, but I told her I got my needs as a man.
I know, but that's
right?
Some weak shit, bro.
It's her duty as my girlfriend to satisfy me. So if she's not there, I'm telling her I got my needs. If I got to do what I got to do, I got to do what I got to do. I told her that. Because if she's my girlfriend, right, I'm telling her, look, You have to.
I never told a girl that in my life. Like, never.
You never heard what?
I know. I said I never told a girl no shit like that, bro. Hey, you got.
Oh, no.
Honestly, bro, you need to start getting some money off this bitch for real.
He can't.
Get some money off her, man.
I don't know how to transition to that pimp. Look, I want to transition to that pimp mode, but I don't know how to exactly transition.
You can't because you got trouble.
You
gotta.
You do it by starting. You don't. You do it by starting, bro. You just start this shit. You say, hey, listen, we got some new rules. Nothing you can't handle, baby girl. You talented as fuck. So check this out. Every time you come through, it's going to be you and me. And then the next time you come through, you bring that sexy blonde or that brunette with you, and she chills with us for the week, and we do our thing for the week. On top of that, you got to break me off $600 a month.
Well, but there's another issue, though, E, that he hasn't even addressed.
I used to get envelopes full of cash with thousands of dollars in it, bro.
Well, yeah, but I'm just
I'm trying to understand why it's so hard to get money from a bitch.
Well, no, but his thing is that I do get. But what about our drug habit? Are you hiding your phone? Are you hiding? Nah, E, I'm serious.
That's real talk.
What are you doing about our drug habit?
Well, she don't do coke. She don't smoke weed. She drinks, but barely. Like, she only drinks, like, three drinks. Like, three Coronas or whatever. That's all she does. She don't do coke. She don't do none of that.
You sure? Because, I mean, it takes a lot of something to get up on that stage and yank that ass, man. I mean, you sure she ain't snorting that shit off somebody else's ass cheeks?
Maybe other niggas are doing it off of her, but as far as I know, she could be doing it, right? But I don't think that she does coke. I'm pretty sure. I'm confident. I could bet. Look, I'm 80% sure she doesn't.
80%. So what about that other 20? Right now, anyway,
nah, you know, bro, I'm gonna be straight up. Now, I'm 100% sure she don't do coke. I'm 100% she don't do coke. She don't do coke. She don't do weed. I tried to because I know this because I tried to like fuck around with her and like do this. She's like no, I don't do it. And you know I tried peer pressuring her a couple times. It didn't work, so I know she don't do it.
So. I know what she's doing right now on that damn pole though. She getting them things upstairs. So that hey, that VIP boy, she eating that. She munching right now on her best friend, saying, "Man, boy, I wish. Oh man, we got a place to stay. We got a new sucker. So we gonna get him for all his money. Yeah, he a sucker. He moved me in. He's the mark. He's the sucker. That's you, dog.
Hey, if she's really down for you like that, call me. We'll let you roll out. We do appreciate your honesty. But if she's really down for you like you say she is, then she'll be fine with the new rules. And if she's not cool with the new rules, she ain't down for you like that.
All right.
You need to tell her, hey, all that nonsense you were talking about the other day, you need to save that. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. And so from now on, I'm fucking you and your girl every other week. You get how many times a month does she come over? She there like 20 days out of 30?
I think she's going to Jerry and buy.
Twice a month. She stays a week.
Make a good woman out of her.
So she there 14 days a month? 14 days?
Give or take 10-12 days. 14 days. All right. Yeah,
she definitely needs to be breaking off some cash. The fact that she's not, she knows you're a mark. Women will give you pussy, bro. They don't value that shit.
Look,
giving
bro,
you
so
pussy don't mean nothing. They'd rather give you pussy than give you money. I'll tell you that right now. A woman would rather give you some anal sex. She'll give you her asshole, YouTube chill, before she'll give you some money. So the true test of a woman's loyalty to you is cash, bro.
The thing is, man, it's just...
So just tell her from now on, say, listen, baby girl, you've been staying with me for fucking months. Without breaking no bread, it's time for you to bring some paper over here and a new bitch.
But then she's going to start saying, oh, but I got you this, but I got you that. Oh, but it's going to be a lot of pushback.
I don't care. That ain't what I don't care. This is what you got to do to fuck with me moving forward, bro. See, but you know what? You're controlled by that ass.
Exactly.
The ass is going to destroy you, bro, that ass.
See that? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, hey, man,
dude, a guy like me, bro, would wear that pussy out and dump her fucking ass, bro.
Yeah.
Or, like me, I would be getting money from her, bro. I would be getting money from her. I would be telling her how to strip for dudes, what to say to dudes. I would be schooling her on how to get more money to give to me.
I was thinking of making an OnlyFans, you know, so maybe.
I'll say, hey, man, make a good woman out of her, man. Make a good woman out of her.
Bro, she's 30. She's 36, bro.
It's not that she's a bad girl because she strips. I'm not saying she's a bad girl. I mean, hey, someone's got to do that job. So she does it.
Yeah,
but the problem
is
you're not getting enough value. You're not getting enough value. She's getting by easy with you because she knows that all it takes is to give you a little ass, bro.
Boy,
you are straight up simp for her, and she knows it.
I don't give her shit.
And
Ken,
so
though,
I would like
I don't
to
consider
new rules to her, man.
But if I don't give her shit, I don't consider myself a.
You giving her a place to sleep. You giving her something big shit. You giving her a place to sleep, dog. Good for you. But we got another call. But, hey, we am proud of you, dog. All right, I salute you, man.
Hey, caller, how much of her stuff is in your dresser right now?
He's smelling her panties right now, bro.
Fuck I know she got a lot of items over there that belong to her.
He like, oh man, it's how
she got smell. Like girdles. She got like girdles. she got girdles hanging from the shower head.
Her diaphragm. Her diaphragm.
Nah. I put those away.
She's like, fuck
I put
you,
those
this
away.
Is my place.
She got the Kegel rocks over on the left side that she put her pussy to
tighten. But guys,
she got all new shit over there.
But guys, straight up, she is investing though in the place though. She's because I just moved out.
I know she is. You mean her place? It's not your place. It's her place. It's
nah,
her place.
It's my place. It's my place,
Nah, man. It's all good.
Hey, you handled us well, man. So, you know, we like you, man.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you're doing a terrible job.
I don't think you're doing a terrible job. But you need to be getting more out of this woman.
Yeah.
And you need to be getting more out of this woman.
Yo, let me say one thing. I don't know if you remember, but I also called in a few times while you were with Donovan Sharp. I don't know if you remember. I was like, I'm with a stripper. Came from here. That's me. I'm like the same guy, but I don't know if you remember because you get a bunch of calls and shit.
Okay,
but
all right, man. Well, look.
You spoke before.
I'd like to see you get more out of this girl.
I salute you. Okay. All right, so we got the other guy. He's ready to call his girl now, so we got to let you go, okay? Good guy. Right. Hey. Tell that bitch to go get some EO. Hey, look, EO's favorite chicken is his fucking chicken place that he don't like driving to. So she just make sure when she go to Chicago, tell her to pick him up a bucket.
Man,
I had
strippers driving 4 hours.
Yo, Steve, I just gotta say,
they were there for two hours, man. I swear to God. Can you imagine
I just got to say one thing.
Hey, when you get in town, come see me. I'll put you on some game. We're going to do what we do. And then you can go to old boy's house to sleep. That's what I would do, bro.
Hey, man.
I would even give her a chain. Hey, give him this chain.
Yeah.
He ain't charging you no rent. Damn.
I'm proud.
Hey, give him this chain, man. Give him this chain right here.
I'm proud of him, man.
I don't even wear that shit no more.
My Jesus.
Give me cologne.
I was gonna say one thing,
bro.
Everything can't be perfect.
Tell him you got it from the airport.
Look, guys.
Tell him you got it from the swap meet. Hey, you picked it up at the currency.
She's saying, I gotta go back to him. I gotta go back to his place. She's like, shit. Don't you have somewhere else to go? Nah, I gotta go there. God damn it. Hey, we appreciate you, dog, man. Somebody's gotta do it. And I think that's admirable. And if I can get your P.O. box, I would send you a fruit basket for all the dudes that's fucking her that want to say thank you. They really, really, they love you, dog. They love you. They like, dude, man, you get free rent. Damn, I get to fuck you, nut on you. You get to go over there, wash up, and come back. Man, girl, be what you could be. All right, you good, man, okay?
Real, that's real.
Hold your head up high. Be proud of yourself.
Look, I'm just saying, look, guys, I'm not saying, look, I weighed out the pros and cons, you feel me? She does do all this. Like, when she's here. Yo,
not a fat ass,
though. Yeah, ass, cooks, cleans, blah, blah, gives me shit, buys me a lot
of
shit, you know?
Fuck other guys.
I don't know.
Hey, you love her?
I don't know, maybe.
You tell her you love her.
You tell her you love her. Just say I love her.
Honestly, you've been honest up to this point.
Yeah,
you tell her you love her. Don't lie.
Tell her you love her. You do, don't you?
Yeah, I love her. Fuck it.
You've been honest.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. But in the beginning though, bro, I was on my red pill shit. I swear to you, I was on my red pill shit. But now it's like, I can't even listen to myself right now. But before, yo, it's like you slowly sneak into this like beta bullshit. But yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Did you cry? Wait, when you told you love me?
Yeah, well, I appreciate your honesty, man. Yeah. We could work with you, bro, because you're being honest as fuck. I like that shit, man, but you got to get more from this woman, bro.
Have y'all cried together or anything when y'all watching the Wii channel? Do y'all cry?
Oh, yeah.
Like, all I do.
He said Wii.
No, I'm fucking her. You know I'm fucking her right. Yo, give me this at least. You know I'm fucking her right, bro. You know I'm fucking
you
her right.
You throw away her tampon.
She buys me
no shot before. You go pick up a tampon.
Do you know strippers will do anything for shelter, bro? I know strippers, bro. They will calm
ruthless.
The fuck out of you.
Ruthless.
They will
take a roof
over their head.
I'm just going to say, let's see what happens once she moves in with a roommate and she starts paying her rent over there. You feel me? Because she's right now. Huh?
Nope. She's living in her place. You're about to move. You're about to move.
I'm about to move. No, I can't.
That's the point. No. You about to move.
I'm not moving anywhere.
No. You don't see it yet, but you about to move.
He doesn't understand it. He's fucking with a different level of game.
Yeah.
He don't understand it. He thinks she's like this normal chick down the street. This bitch got a different mindset, different agenda. You got to understand that you're not dealing with just a regular bitch, bro.
Yo, she's calling me. Yo, hold up.
She's
yo,
got different agendas.
Right.
Oh, click over. Click over.
Say what?
Click over.
Right, hold on.
Yeah, hold up.
Let me see if I can merge it.
Merge it.
Hello?
Hello.
Dímelo, ver. Hello.
¿Y por qué no me llamaste?
¿Y tú dónde estás?
Estoy en la casa.
¿No fuiste a trabajar?
No.
¿No? ¿Y qué hiciste?
Estaba comprando cosas para la casa, para el apartamento.
Espérate, dame llamarte ahora. Hello. Yo. Yo, guys.
Oh, where's
she?
Si, señor.
Yo, she's not tripping. She didn't work, yo. She's buying shit for her apartment. Yo, you know, so fuck you guys. Yeah, she didn't trip. Yeah,
hey,
fuck you guys.
I don't understand that. I don't watch Telemundo enough to understand.
Yeah, because she had a good night last night,
yeah.
Bro. She had a good night last night, bro. You ain't got to work every night. She probably made a couple of G's last night.
Wait. Call her.
That's true.
Call her. Are you going to be mad?
Yeah, that's real talk, bro. Hey, she's running constant games.
Yo, should I ask her?
Call her. She's Spanish, right? Because I think she called me.
She sounds like she's 40. Right?
Well,
she's 40?
Well,
how old is she?
Close.
Hey, call her. I think. Hey,
32.
She's 52?
I can't hear her.
I think she called me, dog. I think she called me. Listen.
Oh, man. What am I going to do with this, man?
Uh-huh.
Well,
you hear what she's saying, right? Uh-huh. You hear that Spanish, right? That's your girl right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that was her calling.
Yeah.
I just say it.
Yo, you got my heart racing.
She said she's 35, right? 35?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm bullshit.
Bro, you need
I'm
to have more bitches.
She's like
38. More bitches than her, right? Please don't tell me that's the only bitch you got.
Oh. That's the only bitch I got. Yo, look, I'm trying, yo. I'm trying to step out.
I appreciate your honesty, bro. I can fuck with you, man.
I can fuck
with you because you're honest, bro.
Yo, I'm trying. Look, like
you, man.
I'm sending DMs. I'm trying to do the best. Yo,
that
ass
can't look
here,
good, bro, at 35. I'm not. I mean, it can't look that good. I mean, it's probably
you
fat.
You want me to send it to you?
Swallows a thong, man. That big old booty.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, what's her Instagram?
Yo, so you
want
to see it?
Yeah, what's her Instagram? Are you going to send a photo? Are you going to send a photo? I send it to E?
Yeah, but it's... Wait, hold up. You want to see her in?
Wait. Yeah. You want to send it privately so I can send it to E so we both can see it at the same time? I got access to her IG.
Hey, honestly, it doesn't even matter what she looks like. All I care about is her breaking off that bread.
I don't care what she looks like.
No, I want you guys to look at her and give me a full, honest.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter what she looks like, bro. She has to break paper to stay at your crib 14 days out of the month.
Hey, dog, thank you for the super chat, bro.
Out of general principle, not out of need for money, just out of general principle, if your 35, three-year-old kid stripper ass is going to stay in my crib, I need cash for that.
See, Poppy. She gets me money other ways, man.
All right. Well, hey, run your game.
Give me $600.
Give me $600. Hey, it's fine. Hey, I'm not going to judge another man's game.
No,
if you're getting what you got, hey, look, all I got to say is I wouldn't nut in her, bro. I wouldn't nut in her. I wouldn't prophylactics or birth control, none of that. I would introduce the fact that, hey, listen, you wanted to be stupid at the party and told me to kiss your bitch. You're lucky I didn't take her in the bathroom and fuck her, real talk. Okay, so I don't want to hear none of your mouth, none of your nonsense. I'm running this shit here, and from now on, every other week, I'm going to have you deliver a bitch to my crib. That's it, bro. Like, just say it like a man.
Yo,
say, hey, that shit you did the other night, getting all mad about, I should have fucked her in the bathroom and made you watch.
Damn.
And you're lucky I didn't. And then say, so don't say nothing about that shit no more. That shit's over and done with. And from now on, you come to my crib 14 days out of the month. You're lucky, real talk. So every other time you come, you have to deliver me another bitch.
All right, well, Carla, we got to get the other call.
Wait, guys. I got, look, you want to see the Instagram or not? Because I made it public.
All right.
I don't need to see it.
I want to see it.
I don't need to see it.
I just want to see it because I want to put this. Just send it
all
to
right.
me later.
This
is looking like, dog. So we can send it to E for
hey, I care. Bro. Hey, DM me when you start getting that bread. That's what I care about.
Look, the problem is you're a champion. I can't beat. Look. I feel like I can't pull that cold game off because she knows I'm in love. You feel me? Like, she knows it. So me just saying
now
that,
you're fucked. You're fucked because of that.
I'm fucked.
How you fall in love with a stripper player?
Yeah, no, she sees too much weakness. Where if I say that, she's gonna be like, "Man, get the fuck out of here," because she's seen enough beta shit already. You get me? Like,
yeah,
a lot of beta.
It's true. But you know, you could always turn the wheel and say, "Hey, from now on, listen. I mean, I got love for you, but I got new rules."
I'm in love with Chippa.
Hey, I'm gonna try.
Hey, listen. You ever see Carlito's Way?
I know who he is. But I know the movie. Yeah, but I haven't seen that.
Hey,
like,
check this out. So Benny Blanco was not paying for shit at this nightclub because he said Fat Man Sasso over there owes me some money. So I'm just kind of like coming in here and drinking for free. And so since Al Pacino was running the club, he walked up to Benny and said, check this out. It's my place now, and we got new rules. Everybody pays. And he said, okay. Now, of course, Sasso would have said that shit.
Okay.
He would have said, get the fuck out of here. You owe me some money. But, yeah, but a new dude is going to tell her that shit eventually, if not already, and she's going to do it for him.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try. I mean, look, here's one thing about me. I'm not afraid to tell her anything. So I would tell her, as long as it makes sense, I would tell her anything because I would.
I love you, girl. Don't leave me.
Hey, stop telling her you love her, bro. Don't tell her you love her for like until May.
No, I do not tell her. Look, I don't tell her that. Like,
you show
her
though.
I'm sure.
Hey,
especially
you bring
all right, look. When we're long distance,
homeless bitch stay with you for a half the month.
Yo, she's not homeless, bro. Like,
Bro. That's
she homeless.
She's
a bum.
She goes from house to house,
bum.
Bro. That's a hitchhiker,
look,
bro.
Yes.
When she's with me, when she's with me, maybe I do say I love, but like in distance, I do not text her that. Like, I do not say shit. I do not give her attention. Like that lovey-dovey shit, I don't do that at distance. Only when she's with me, when she does what she gotta do, when she get me that then I would, alright, you know, I'll give her a cookie. I'll give her a nut, bro.
Women will give you a nut. That means nothing to them, bro. Please understand that a woman giving you any of her holes means nothing to her. You know what means something to her, though, is when she puts her hand in that purse and it pulls out $100 bills and puts it in your hand happily. That's when you know you got that bitch. But don't ever think that you get a little nut from a bitch that means anything. That means nothing, bro.
I know that. But here's the thing. Like, the thing is that since she's bought me shit without me asking for it, you know, it put me, like, that kind of mind fucked me because I'm like, oh, shit. Now I really can't be.
And she's not paying for that shit, though. That's not her money.
It's with her.
I guarantee you,
it's with her earned. I mean, it's where it is her money. I mean, I walked into the store twice when she got me the shit, and she's bought me shit. Like every time she buys me shit, I'm with her. So
How does it make you feel when she leaves? Do you cry or you ask her to stay or when she walks out that door? How do you feel? What do you do?
I like this guy. I do like this guy, though. He's honest.
No,
I do.
Look, when she, when, how do I feel?
How do you feel when she leaves? It's like a hole, right? There's a hole there?
Yeah. How do you feel, dog?
I'd be tight as fuck, but then once she's there, I'm back in my place. I'm back to normal. But like that moment,
your love is so strong, you miss her. Oh, you miss her.
No, only at that moment. Once she's there, I'm like, whatever, fuck it, do whatever. I don't give a fuck, you know? If I gotta fuck a bitch, look, I'm not gonna lie. If I gotta trick a bitch, I'll fuck, you know, just so I could like brainwash myself into like not fucking with her that much, cause I'm, yo, it's tough out here, yo, in Central Jersey, yo.
Hey, when are you going to get a ring? How many carats?
I do like his honesty, though. Yeah. I do like his honesty.
I think you take the strip money and buy her a diamond ring and propose to her on the strip club. I think you go to the strip club and propose.
Hey, does she got a green card, bro? Is she a citizen? American citizen?
She's working on that with a fellow.
Yeah, I already know, bro. She's running multiple games on you, bro.
But not
multiple.
Not with me. Motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Not with me, because I know that game. I know. Look. I know that game. I played that game. I played that game once already. I know that game. She's not doing it with me. She's doing it with someone else.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, she is. Okay,
yeah.
Right. She's
yo,
running that
yo,
game.
Let me remind you.
You essentially got a homeless woman living with you 14 days out of the month.
Yeah, that's just
yo,
a woman.
Cooks clean fucks. And gives me shit what I mean. Look, it's going to be tough for me to ask her. Like,
Hey, listen. Keep running in, bro. Listen, if you're benefiting from it, just get off that lovey-dovey bullshit. Get off that lovey-dovey bullshit because it ain't going to help you. And there's no future for her. Hopefully, you're not planning anything. She got 3 kids, bro. I mean, although that's none of your business, you don't see the kids, do you?
Yo,
do they come and stay? You got, like, beds? You got roll-out
daddy?
Beds for them?
You my daddy? No, sir. Not
you
at
got
all.
Roll-out
that's not going to happen. I told her that's not going to happen. I'm not taking care of another man's seed. I told her like
are
that.
You my daddy? No, you're doing worse. You don't care of the with the kids see, so you like the Partridge Family and shit. No, different strokes. You got like a different strokes.
Hey, I know every game that women in that lifestyle plays, and in every lifestyle, even in the quote good girl lifestyle, I know every game they're playing too. So, you know, I would like to see you, you know, I gotta get out of here. We gotta go. We're three hours in, but I want to see you introduce some new rules. I want to see some more. I want money in your. I want you to get some money off this girl, and I want her to deliver you some new women.
I think I could do it. I think I could pull off the new women money.
You could do it, bro. You just gotta do it, man. You gotta say it like you mean it and don't budge, and then tell her, hey, so that little stupid shit.
But, if she denies it, right, then it's kind of like, fuck, what am I going to do now? Because she knows. Just
cry.
You get me?
Cry.
You get me?
Denies what?
Cry, man. Cry.
I'm just going to fucking try it, see what happens. At the end of the day, fuck it.
Every stripper's got a wing girl, bro. Every stripper's got girls, man.
I know.
And you should be fucking all of them, and she should be delivering them to you.
I'm 2 hours away.
Like, and happily, too. And happily. Not with attitude. Like, happily.
I'm going to work on that.
I'm just saying, if you're going to mingle in that game, then you need to know how to navigate in that game.
Champion, here's one thing. That's why I called, because
all
I wanted
got,
to see,
all
right?
You got, bro, all you got, look, and I say that I actually respect you, so call in more. But all you got is a homeless bitch giving you some ass twice a month.
And, yeah, so we got to get to this last caller because we
got
to go, buddy.
That's all you got, bro.
We appreciate you, though, okay, big dog? All
right,
hey,
yo,
do me a favor. Hey, do me, hey, when she walk in the door, just throw a 10 at the feet of her and see if she, like, dance and shit automatically, okay? All right?
Gotcha.
All right.
Tell her you need some young pussy in the room, bro. 35, tell her I need a 25.
There you go. All right, so let's – all right, well – I think that's
old,
oh,
used
shit.
Up pussy right there, bro.
Right. 571, are you there, buddy?
Yo.
571.
Yo,
okay.
Thank you.
All right, hurry up. All right. 571, where's 571? You there, 571? Oh, dog. Damn it. All right, we missed it. Oh, shit. Okay, well, Guess you'll try next time, 571.
Yeah, that's a wrap. Good show, man. Good show. We actually kicked a lot of good game here.
Yeah.
I'm glad he called in because he gave us an opportunity to kind of teach that there's levels, there's different games going on inside the one game. And that stripper game is a different game, and you got to run it right. And so I think he thinks he's winning, but that pussy means nothing to her. That is there's no value to that. So he's essentially got a homeless chick that just stays with him for 14 days out of the month rent free.
I think that's beautiful.
And he thinks because she makes a little box mac and cheese and gives him a back rub that means anything. That don't mean shit, sucker.
Yeah, it's a game. It's the mark thing. It comes back to the mark thing. So someone's just being a mark.
That's why I said I don't need to see her picture. What I need to see is a picture of him with 10 $100 bills in his hand that she gave him. Then I'll be happy. Fuck what she looks like.
He got in trouble kissing a girl. You ain't going to get that money. Bro. You ain't got it in him. You just ain't got it in him, man. So.
Right. All right, man. Well, good show. Much love, Steve. Always a pleasure to get together with you, man.
100.
Shout out to everybody that's watched. Make sure you subscribe to both of us. And we'll see you next week.
All right, guys. We'll see you next Monday, man. Y'all be good. We out this joint. Peace. We out. There you go. Jesus, that was a good show.
Good show, man.
Good show. Fucking great show.
Yeah,
man.
Good show. This Sadie been waiting on me.
Go take care of Sadie, man.
No, we're good, man. We're good. Hey, good show tonight, brother. Appreciate right. you, man.
Hey, you like the little cartoon?
You funny
thing.
As hell.
You like the little cartoon thing?
Say what? Oh, I love it, man. Love it. Okay. I absolutely loved everything you did, man. Okay. You're the best at that shit by far. No contest.
All right, man.
So, all right, man. I'll talk
back,
to you this
brother.
Week, man.
Okay, big dog.
All right, bro. All right, peace out.
Peace.